Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the bridge and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash you need. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational facts to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Welcome, 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 everyone. It is Friday night. It is May the 8th, 2012. And of course, of course, of course, where else would you be, would we be, but right here in The Remix. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. So good for it to be Friday night, right here, live in The Remix. So good to have and see you guys here. Listen, the one of the things that I want to tell you guys is let's get right to it. Let's do this first. The chat room is open. I've seen, as soon as I opened the doors to The Remix, I've seen you guys right here welcoming me in. I can't even get it out. I'm so excited to be here. Just come on over if you want to join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. The chat room is open and you can come on in. So we'd love to have you in the chat room tonight. So come on in, join us over in The Remix. If you're a guest and you're out there listening for the very first time, let me go ahead and be the first to say welcome to The Remix and welcome here. Because the cool thing is you can actually sign up in chat, tell us who you are, come in. The Remix family is going to make you feel so welcome and just do what you do. I don't know about you guys, but I'm so glad it's Friday night. I am, and I'm glad to be right here with you guys. Woo! Tonight, chat and chill. So much going on. So much has gone on. We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to get into all of that and hear from you guys, too, because tonight is chat and chill. Some of the best shows that we've ever had right here on The Remix from you guys' feedback has been all about chat and chill. The theme for the chat and chill tonight is this: magic and fun. Magic and fun. Those two things. I want you to hold those words very close to your mind and to your heart, because that's what it's going to be all about tonight. Magic and fun. And it's going to unfold for itself right here, live in The Remix. Ooh, wow. First, I want to say this. For those of you who listened to the show last week, you know Brother Wayne Chandler was on, and what an amazing share that was. And dropped a lot of powerful jewels there, answered some questions. He has a lot going on. Soon, he's definitely going to be in the ATL. Brother Panic will be hosting him, and he'll be doing a lecture in Atlanta, Brother Wayne Chandler. So if you want to find out more about that, you want to go see him live, you want to go see this lecture that's going to be in Atlanta, to get all the juicy details, email Brother Panic at AtlantaLectures@Hotmail.com. So AtlantaLectures@Hotmail.com. Just email Brother Panic. He'll shoot you back all the information. It is not too late for you to get in. That show, I believe, but let Brother Panic give you those details, because I know he's working on them with Brother Wayne Chandler. It's going to be in the month of July. So you still have some time to sort of kind of get yourself ready and to get into that. So wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, listen, Esther's going to be helping us out tonight, helping the Remix family out, helping me out tonight. And so the hashtag for tonight, and Esther came up with this one, and this is a great one, is Remix magic and fun. Remix magic and fun. So let me break it down for you guys who may not be Twitter savvy, because I know I'm not. I'm still learning Twitter. But here it is. You hit the pound sign on Twitter, which is called the hashtag. You type in remix. You type in magic. You type in and, fun, and there you are. We have our own little special place over there, our own little magical temple that's right there on Twitter where we can converse back and forth. And so that's where you can go to have all the fun there. By the way, I'm on Twitter too. So just blue as in the color, B-L-U-E, Raz, R-A-S, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, right there. And I put up some little goodies. I dropped some jewels over there from time to time as well, too. So if you have a Twitter account or you wanted to jump on Twitter, this is a great time to get yourself over there. Jump over. Hashtag, which is the pound sign, remix magic and fun. And we'll see you over there, because tonight, the conversation, we're going to do that as well. So you'll get a chance to do all of those goodies over there. Also, I want to bring this to your attention, too. This week has been very interesting with the emails that have come in. You know, me and Sister Manya, we have our little chat during the week, and we talk about the emails that are coming in. And a lot of emails have been coming in from the Remix app. Yes. You guys, if you're listening first time, if you don't know this and you have an Android phone, boy, have you missed out. You need to get yourself over to the Android market and download the Remix app. There is an app that was made by an amazing brother, and you need to download it. It's free. And so the app that's over there is done by a brother named Mark Wilder. He's part of the Wonder Twins, as I call them. And definitely you want to go over to the Android market and download the Remix app with Miss Blue. You'll see the Remix logo, so there'll be no confusion. You'll know exactly where you're going. You'll know exactly what to do. Download that, and you can actually send messages straight to me, Miss Blue, and you can share your energy with me day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also get tapped right into the Know Your Magic line as well. You can also bring yourself over here to the Remix family page, see what's going on, and you don't even need to have Twitter. If you have this app, you can actually see whenever I post things on Twitter, and you can have it. I am still working on the iPhone app. So you guys know everything in divine time. So you can actually go over there and do that. And you can actually go and get that Android app and keep yourself connected and see what's going on with the Remix family, see what's going on Twitter, also see what's going on Facebook as well. You can connect there and to all the other places. So really cool thing. It's free, just like everything here on the Remix you can do. So don't forget to go back and download. There's so many shows here. You know, that's one of the things sometimes I go through and I just scroll down, or people ask me about shows I did a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. You get the point. And it's so many shows here. So I want to encourage you guys, if you have an iPod, if you have an MP3 player, if you have a desktop, if you have somewhere that you can store these files, this is the time. We are in this time because of Venus making its transit. With these downloads coming on board, I want you guys to download. Just download. It's free. Get it. It's there. So if you want to download this show, you can do it. You can go straight to iTunes and download it, or you can come over here, www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, and just click the button that shows you the iTunes logo. Or you can download right here. You can listen right here on the show. However you listen, just listen. Yeah. Now, I know a lot of you got your decks in. The decks, oh, amazing. Amazing, amazing. You guys, all over the world, the deck is still going out. The Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Deck. It's a powerful deck. I would say, and others will agree, one of the most powerful decks on the planet. Why? Because this deck works with your energy. So everybody who had the opportunity to get the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. And you guys are working with it, doing some amazing things. And I want you to keep those decks close to you. I see some people here in the chat room saying that they got their decks today. Amazing. Glad they got their decks today. So if you don't know about it, if you want to know more about it, get your folder, www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, and get the deck. Amazing energy. Brother and sister who worked with me on this deck, we brought this thing together. It was birth. It took about 9 months, and it has just been a fantastic journey. Now, if you have your deck, and I know a lot of you have been sending emails to me at Question for Blue, letting me know, and that's wonderful. We love to hear that feedback, but don't forget to get over to the website there where you ordered the deck from and leave your comments there too, because we want to hear that. Others want to hear that. Tell us all the amazing things that's happening with your deck. You guys are posting on the Remix Family page, which is amazing. Different things that are happening and all of these things. Share those. Share those also on the page with Oracle Deck as well. So also, we're talking about that. I want to say that a big thank you, a big hug and a kiss to everyone also that has got the Know Your Magic audio workbook, Still Powerful, the audio workbook. So want to make sure that I say thank you to you guys who have purchased that as well. And make sure that I kind of lost my thought. I want to make sure that you guys got that as well. So, the best investment, the investment you make in yourself, the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Can you guys hear me okay? Let me get a little sound check. I was sounding okay, but what happened? Let's see what happened here. How are we sounding? Can you guys hear me? Oh, I'm choppy now. Let's see what's really going on. Let's see what's really going on here. Let's see why I'm a little choppy here. Want to make sure. Peace and greetings. I'll say this. Want to say welcome to all of our international listeners who are listening from all over the world. So good to have you guys in the house as well, too. Have you guys here with us? You guys here with me? Let's see if we can clear this up and make things a lot better as they were. You guys can hear me. Still a little choppy. It's going to clear itself up. Let's send some positive energy. Let's see what happens, okay? Better? Welcome to the Remix, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Remix, everyone. Let's welcome our international listeners who's out there. We want to give a big shout out to Brazil, who's in the house tonight. Give a big shout out to the UK, who's in the house tonight, and everyone else who's out there. Everyone out there who's listening. It's chat and chill tonight. We'll probably do some readings tonight, too. Have a little fun, do a little dance. You know, all this good stuff that we do. All the good stuff that we do. All the good stuff that we do. If we can't get any better, then we'll have to use something else. But, yeah, let's see. Let's see. We're going to dance, you guys. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. Oh, we're going to dance, you guys. I'm over here dancing already. Can you tell? All right, so here we go. We're going to put on some music and let's see. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's going on. We're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to get into dancing, and then we're going to come back. We're going to start chatting and chilling, doing it remix style like we do. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can call that number and you can press 1, and we'll go from there. All right. So let's see. We're going to listen to the music. Here we go. I hope I can stay on here. I really want to stay calling in this way, so let's see. Let's see what happens.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, that's it. If nothing else moves you, life will. Let's see. Here we go. I'm going to play a song that I know you guys love. I love this song. It's one of the songs on my genius list. It's also my Save Me song. So let's get up. No matter where you are, we're going to dance. We're going to dance a little bit. We're going to dance. And we're going to move around. We're going to move around a little bit. And then we're going to get right in the mix. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone. That was Pops and the Staple Singers with I'll Take You There. Always a good song to hear. It's one of those that really takes me there. So welcome to the remix, everyone. Peace and love to all of you. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. 646-652-2711 is the number to call to join us in the remix tonight. So good to see you guys here. The chat room is open. Big shouts out to the international listeners out there listening from all over the world. It's so good to have you guys as well. So listen, we're here. We're chatting and chilling in the remix. Good to have you guys here. Here's what I want to do. I want to start out and I want to begin to talk about a couple of things. The first thing I want to talk about is this week we did something very, very special. And one of the things that I did, it was a first. It was a first. It was a first for me. This week I did a Blue Blast call, which is not a first. And I'll talk about what that is in just a moment. But I did a very special Blue Blast call. And on this Blue Blast call that I did this week, I only took nine people. That was the divine number that was to join the Blue Blast call. And I put the message up. Many of you know I put it up on Facebook and I also tweeted it and sent it out to a couple of people as well, inviting you that if you wanted to be a part, that you needed to answer the call and response, which was to RSVP and say that you wanted to be a part of it and that I was only going to take nine people. Well, it was so many emails. I think it's the most emails I ever got back for a Blue Blast call that I've done. Now, the Blue Blast call that I do, for those of you who may not be familiar with this, this is a free call that I do. And with the Blue Blast call, you come on, and this is where we really get into what I call knowing your magic. Knowing your magic. Where you come and we work on all of those things. It's an opportunity for you to take a look and really work on different aspects of yourself, really just digging in deep. It's a place, it's a very sacred place. It is a place that we hold that is a place where we come, we bring our honesty. And as we do, for most of you who have the Know Your Magic audio workbook, we get naked. And we just kind of do our thing there, and we do it in a real psycho, kind of sexy, cool, kind of magical way. And we have fun with it. It's so much fun. Anybody who's been on the Blue Blast call will tell you that. And, you know, in the past, the Blue Blast calls could last for 30 minutes. I want to say last year, those of you who were a part of the Blue Blast call, like we went hard, like we would do a Blue Blast call, if not every other day, at least once a week. And sometimes those calls could last for 30 minutes and sometimes they went on for 6 hours. Talking about chopping it up, talk about building it, talk about getting into it. We was really getting it in. And everyone who participated in that and really came with their honesty and really did that, they see their work. They know their work. These are brothers and sisters from all over that really just got into it. Well, I did this Blue Blast call night before last. Sorry about that. And nine people got a chance to get in. When I say it was so many emails, it was crazy. So many emails. And so I had the opportunity, I allowed Baby Blue to choose the nine, and she chose the nine. So everyone who was on that call, they know it was a divine appointment for them. For those of you who went over to the Remix Facebook group, because the Remix group on Facebook, some people posted comments. Some of the things were, this was life-changing for them. This really helped them to open up their eyes and to see things in a very, very divine way for them. It was breakthroughs that haven't happened before for them. I've gotten all kinds of feedback from everybody that was on the call. It was a reading that has never been done before, ever. It was given to me by spirit, lots of channels that came through, and we really just worked through all of this. Now, the reason I'm telling you guys this is because I'm going to be doing more of these. And they're going to be divine appointments just like this. So when you see the call and respond, respond if you want to be on, if you do. If you're not there, trust that it just wasn't the divine time for you. If you're there, know it was your divine time. So either way, it was wonderful. Either way, it was wonderful. So so glad everybody can make it. Look out for those Blue Blast calls. That's another one of those things that I do. And it's so much fun. I learn so much. We're all here learning and growing and sharing together. And that's the beautiful thing. So here's what I want to do. I want to open up the phone lines, but the first thing I want to do is I want to talk to you guys about the work that you've been doing. A couple of things. First, I want to mention this, and if I don't, I'll forget. Lock this date in for yourself. June 30th. The 30th of June. What's going to happen on the 30th of June? That's a Saturday. That is going to be the very first class that's going to be held in the Kundalini Lab. This is the Kim Business class. Many of you have emailed me and told me that you wanted to be a part of this. This weekend, you can look for a response to that. It's going to tell you exactly what you need to do, where you need to be. This class is going to be, let me see how many weeks long. This class, but before I tell you about the class, know that it's going to be limited space. So if you feel that calling now that you want to be a part, email me. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue at gmail.com. It's going to be limited space, and let me tell you why. This is not a trick. I'm only taking so many people. In fact, I'm only taking 25 people. That's it. Because we're going to be doing so much work that I'm not interested in just having a whole bunch of people. I'm interested in people who really want to get into the business of knowing themselves. This is going to be the first section that we start to work with. And I'm going to tell you, I'm bringing it all. I'm bringing it all to you. Lots of people are going to be working with me to pull this off. Sister Manya is one to work with me. I also will be working with quite a few other people in there. That will be announced. You'll get all the details in the emails as well. But I want you to know this, that I will be bringing all of my experience to the table. That's all of me. Path lies and everything. We're bringing that all to the table. So I'm really dealing with a limited number of people that I'll be working for. If you're interested, don't hesitate. Email me, because once that number is reached, that's it for that class, period. And it's not because I don't want to take on more people. It's because I really want us to be able to feel comfortable to get into the work and so that we can do it. The class is going to be about a 3-week class that we'll be doing. We'll meet about 2.5 hours each time that we meet once a week. It's going to be homework. You understand? It's going to be Kim work. There is a prereq for this class. It is a requirement for this class. Let me tell you what the only prereq is that you must have to join this class. And you still have time to do this if you don't have it. You need to get the Know Your Magic deck. Because this is going to be a big part of how to integrate these tools into your everyday life. This is what all of my work is about. The readings, the sessions, the shows, everything. The Know Your Magic line, the audio workbook. It's how these things are related to you. This is not going to be a history class. I'm not interested in teaching you history. I am interested in teaching you how to know your magic, which is living life with a purpose. How to tap into that energy within yourself. And that's what we're going to get down. That's why it's called Kim Business, K-Y-M Business, Know Your Magic Business. So I'm so excited. I don't know about you guys, but I am. Doesn't matter what part of the world you live in, send an email. If you think you're interested, send an email. Question for blue at gmail.com. So I wanted to get that out. I know many of you have already told me. And to work with that, the reason we're using the Kim deck, because those who have the Kim deck, and I want to hear from you guys tonight, will tell you the Kim deck was designed to keep you current in your magic, to keep you current. This is how you're going to know you're on point. The deck keeps you current, current in your magic, current in tapping into the energy of your higher self, because this is where that reflection comes from. It comes from within you and your higher self. Yeah. Energy is on a constant shift. Energy is constantly moving, shifting, changing. Brother Wayne Chandler talked about this last week. The Kim deck keeps you in tune with those shifts. Those shifts, those changes, it keeps you current. It's almost like having the news. So, there we go. All right, you guys, we're going to get into some real funky stuff tonight. You know, it's Chat and Chill, so we're going to do that remix style and just really enjoy that. And here we go. The first thing I want to do, if you guys are on the line and you want to share, if you have the Know Your Magic audio workbook, if you have the Kim deck, I want you to call in. I want you to share something about that. If you've had a reading and it's something you want to share, I want you to feel good to share that as well, too. I want this to also be this place that you can open that energy up. It's Chat and Chill tonight. We'll do some readings tonight. I have no problem with that. We'll do some readings. And we'll do that. It's remix magic and having fun tonight. So that's one of the things that we'll be focusing on tonight as well, is about having fun. Tonight is all about having fun. 646-652-2711. If you want to join us over on Twitter and jump in the conversation, you can do that as well. Pound sign or hashtag remix magic and fun. Just get yourself over there. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Esther is holding it down over there, and you're live in the remix. So I'm going to go to the phone line. Let's see what's there. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code. Whoa, the phone lines are lit up. Boy, you guys, so magical. Venus is doing her thing, and we're doing our thing. Oh, big love to the UK. The UK is just amazing, brothers and sisters over there, as well as all over the world, too. But, you know, special heart in my heart of hearts for that. So let's go to the caller calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, peace and greetings. Belinda?
Greetings to you, Belinda. And what's so for you this evening? What brings you to call in?
Oh, I just became a recent listener about, I guess, 8 months ago. I'm trying to keep up.
Okay. Well, greetings to you and Belinda. And thank you so much for being a part of the remix. What do you love most about being a part of the remix?
Oh, the experience of learning new things. Because I'm really trying to get my levels of energy back to where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process, but I'm getting there.
Getting there. Okay, yeah. All right. And so what can I do for you tonight? What can I do for you tonight, Belinda?
Okay, Ms. Blue, I had a question. Okay. When I last spoke to you, I'm trying to find out how to advance in to my healing powers or healing, mm-hmm. trying to do that. I'm still, I don't know how to get there yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do the hands-on healing thing, but I'm...
When you say, tell me, because I hear some noise in the background there with you, Belinda.
Let me turn the computer down.
Okay, yes. If you can do that for me, that'd be beautiful.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I have been studying the healing thing, but I'm not quite sure how to advance myself in the process right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a couple of things that you can do, and I want to talk about a couple of things going on with you as well, too, here at this time. The first thing I'm going to say to you, and at this point, there is thousands that can bear witness to this, is that I would say definitely sign up to get a reading. That's one.
Okay.
That's one of the ways. I will be able to take the opportunity to give you hands-on and tell you exactly how to tap into that energy. One of the things that I know, Belinda, that what I do, we all can do, every single one of us. And that is something that Spirit has really shown to me very clear, and that's a big part of what I give to you in the readings, particularly in the sacred session. I give you all of those tools, those things that are connected with you, show you how to tap into that particular energy and how to begin to work with it. But here's something I want you to begin to start out doing. Because when I start to talk to you, the first thing that I feel is heaviness on my chest. Tell me where this heaviness is coming from, Belinda.
I'm really not sure. I've been kind of stressed out. It's mostly in my chest and throat area.
Yeah.
I do have other health issues that I'm dealing with, too, but I'm trying to cope with that.
Yeah. I feel this tremendous heaviness on my chest, almost as if, I don't know if anybody has had this experience. I actually had the opportunity to have this experience. I don't recommend you go out and try it. But I remember one time I thought, you know, when I was probably young, let me think about how old I was, maybe about, I'm going to say, gosh, I don't know, maybe I was about 15 years old. I decided that I wanted to take some Tai Chi and not paying attention in the class, you know, trying to look cute and not really paying attention. And what happened is my partner, we were doing these moves, actually flipped me and I didn't brace myself correctly and I had the wind knocked out of me.
It just
knocked the air out of me. And that's how I feel when I get into your energy. So the number one thing that when it gets into knowing your magic and really beginning to activate these things, the first step of this is healing yourself. That's the first step. Because then you can have so many things that you can honestly begin to bear witness to with yourself. So this is about you trusting yourself. When it comes to air and the role that air plays in our lives, and I talked about this with Brother Wayne Chandler, it was something that Queen Afua said to me, and I never forgot it. She said, if you can breathe, we can fix everything. And right now what's happening is your air is being cut off. So this is really, when we begin to look at it on the occult side, this is really about different areas of your life being cut off from you. You feel trapped. You feel like you're caught in a situation. You feel like there's no way out. Is that true?
I'm trying to figure a way out. I know where I want to go. It's just the process of me getting there. And I want to do it the right way. With me, I don't want to hurt anybody, but someone's going to be hurt.
Well, here's the thing. Know that the only person you can truly hurt is yourself.
Yeah.
Like, really, seriously, you have too much love for that. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to begin, because I have the Kim deck here. I'm going to pull a little bit of that energy. What comes up for you is joy. This is about abundance. It's life and joyful activities. You've got to get into this energy, Belinda. All of these things about people that you feel like have done you wrong, have hurt you, you're holding this resentment and you're holding it in your heart. And so as a result of it, what it's causing you to do is not follow your heart. You're kind of blaming them for not being able to follow your heart's desire. And you know what happens when you don't follow your heart.
Right.
That's where heart attacks come from.
But I'm trying to get out of that. I thought I had let all of that go. I mean, I have increased my energy levels. I know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm breathing better. I'm trying to do different techniques with my breathing. I thought I was past. I know I'm getting there, I guess. There's still a process for me.
Well, here's the thing. Your physical body is becoming well, but you have to now begin to work on your mental mind. That's not well.
Oh.
You understand? This is just not about that, because we know that everything starts in the mind. And anything dealing with this whole chest area, it represents love and security. And it has to do with the blood. It has to do with your blood. So I wouldn't be surprised if you told me you had high blood pressure.
Yeah, I do.
Of course. It makes sense. You would have to have it, because you're holding all of these things. You understand?
Yeah.
Take your heart. Take this rhythm. Take this beat and allow it to beat to love. Allow it to beat to joy. And that's how you're going to get out of this situation. You're spending so much time in what I call the circle jerk that you can't see the door is right in front of you. You know that saying that they say you can't see the forest for the trees?
Right. Yeah.
You're staring at one or two trees, and you can't see it's a whole forest there.
Okay.
So get into love. Find those things that bring you joy. Find those things that make you laugh. Find those things of laughter. You have to do it. You have to do it.
I will.
That's how you start. Those are going to be some of the things that you start. Do something you love, something you enjoy. You have to bring more joy into your life to balance out this energy. Know that the only person you can truly hurt is yourself. And all of these people, and this is for everyone out here, all of these people represent an aspect of yourself that you're trying to get rid of. Know that. Otherwise, it wouldn't bother you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, and thank you so much for being a part of the Remix family and also being here with us this evening. Keep listening. Peace and love.
Okay. Peace and love.
All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 864. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are.
The Blue Black Goddess. This is Arthur calling from 864 South Carolina. What's going on,
okay.
Remix family?
Greetings, Arthur, calling in. How are you?
I am glad. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Good to hear you. Tell us some of your best remix moments, or if you have the deck, or if you had a reading, or any of those things. Tell us what you love.
I just love with what you're doing, just being spiritual and just bringing knowledge to a lot of people who have been asleep. I've been asleep for a lot of years, and just awakening to my Aunt Esther's and awakening to my spiritual and higher self. And I'm so thankful for you and Brother Panic and all of the guests that you have on that bring enlightenment to the Remix family and the people who are just trying to find their higher self. So I'm so honored and blessed to be a part of the Remix family and to tell you to continue the great work you're doing and are really open to people's eyes and life. And I want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you so much for that. And, yes, your question tonight, before you start, I really, really just hear your throat closing up on you.
Yeah, it was. I was throwing some things up the other night. Actually, I was kind of sick, so my body was rejecting some things eating that I know I'm not supposed to because I'm cleansing myself out. So that's why it's like that. But other than that, I'm doing fine.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. You had a question for me tonight, Arthur?
Yes, Ms. Blue. You gave me a reading last Sunday, I think it was Sunday, and about my job. And I emailed you last week about thanking you for that, and I'm in the process of getting the deck cards and the workbook also.
Okay.
But I want to ask a question about your higher self. Ms. Blue, I was doing music since I was 3 years old. I remember my sisters were telling me I used to go and grab my mama pots under the sink, and I used to be in school and hitting the pencils on the desk and just loving music. And I suppressed it for a lot of years because I thought, who am I? Like, I thought, you know, I had to be like a Babyface or a Teddy Riley or a Rodney Jerkins. And I never looked at them myself and say, I wanted to do something, but I wanted the Aunt Esther to be with me. So my question is to you, how do I tap into them helping and assisting me to bring what they did as great masters and to bring it to the industry, but also to be true to myself when I'm doing it also?
Mm-hmm. Really good question. Really good question, Arthur. Let's take a look at a couple of things. One of the things that I want to say to you is know this, that we are the ancestors. So anything that you do is bringing them to it. We are the ancestors. The same blood that flows through you flowed through them. You are the ancestor. You understand? You are that. You are definitely the ancestors. And the other thing is this. I remember you had the dream about being on fire. So now it's coming back to me. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. So I'm glad that dropped back in my mind about that and what was going on with your job at this particular time. So how do you begin to get into this? And really, the first thing is really remove all agendas. Every single agenda, that agenda to be that that you want to have this music for the people, to help enlighten them, to show what you can do, remove all the agendas. It doesn't mean that once you get into that space, because when you're in that place of service, then of course you're going to want to have this feedback for people, but remove the agenda, get rid of it. And truly begin to look in your heart of hearts and really begin to feel your spirit on this. Because find out where you're sourcing the power from. Where are you sourcing the power? You told me this story. You said when you were a child, you were banging on pots and you was doing all of these things and you were always connected to this energy of music. And this is true for all of us on the planet, because I feel at this point that many of us have reincarnated so many times, it's unreal.
Wow.
So know that that is who you are. Music is a part of who you are. You've had that verification since you've been a child. Remove the agenda and really begin to feel your spirit and make your music come from the purest essence of who you are. That's how you're going to be able to move forward. Whenever you start to say that I want to begin to make music and I want to make this music to help people to do this, that's not enough. And you know how I know that's not enough? Because you wouldn't be asking me this question. You'd be making music. And if you begin to study those who have really been moved by music, now don't be slighted by this. And some of you may take offense to this statement, but I'm going to say it exactly how Spirit gives it to me. When we begin to look at these celebrities, as we call them, in the music industry, whether they be your Jay-Z's, whether they be your Snoop Dogg's or even your Tupac, when they were making their music, they could give a damn less about what people thought about it. They did it because it's what they needed to live. It is what they needed to survive. It is what they needed to thrive. It was connected to the pure essence of who they were. They did it whether nobody listened. They did it whether they got paid for it. They did it whether or not 10 people came or 10,000 people came. They did it whether or not they mamas or they daddy said, get out, you stuck in this place. They did it. It became their absolute.
Wow.
It wasn't a choice for them. And so if music is truly connected to you, then that is the route to your higher self. You know you're in that place of the higher self because there you don't need to source that power anywhere outside of yourself. For me, what I do, it doesn't matter. I'll do it. No one has to pay me. No one has to say anything. It doesn't matter. You understand? It doesn't matter whether one person listens, nobody listens, a million people listen. I'm still going to do it. Know where you're sourcing your power from. This is how you tap into the energy of your higher self. Remove the agendas. Let them go.
Wow, that's I need to hear that. Not just for me, but like you said, Ms. Blue, just for and anything that we gifted and that the universe gave us. So I'm so thankful for that. I mean, that really freed me a lot of blockages and doubts and fears that I had, because I never thought I wasn't good enough. I never thought I could be in any service. And just for you to say that, oh, man, I mean, it freed a lot of blockages up that was really blocking me from going forward and knowing myself. So,
yeah. And here's what else I want you to begin to do. I'm going to give you this, author, and I want you to hear me closely on this. I understand that you said you had sort of a virus this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to begin, because we know that everything has a metaphysical side. It has a physical side.
Mm-hmm.
A virus is when something foreign comes in and attacks us. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. So this is about all of these thoughts that are coming in, attacking you,
mm-hmm.
attacking yourself. And ultimately, because you've had this bout, it has closed up your throat chakra.
Wow.
This is what's closed. Your throat chakra. The throat chakra is all about communication. Now, when we think of communication, a lot of times we think about communication from person to person to someone
right.
else. But this is your communication between you and your higher self.
Wow.
So really begin to get into that energy, meditate. Take some time to get into that space so that you can begin to feel your spirit, so that you can open up your throat chakra. One of the best ways to do it is to sing. That's one of the ways energetically to do it. But also the most powerful way is to speak your truth from your heart, not from your mind, but from your heart.
Wow. Oh, man. I mean, thank you so much for that.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, author. So don't put your higher self on a time. Put your higher self on a time limit. Don't say that this has to be done today, tomorrow. Put yourself a time. Don't do it. Peace, love to you. Keep listening.
Peace, love. Thank you. And love you so much. And,
love you
love
too.
Love the remix family also.
Peace. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Great call. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 917.
Hi. Blue.
Greetings. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
You're breaking up a little.
Am I?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you're fine, and then at times it's in and out.
It's a little happy, huh? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Sasha, by the way. I won the energy healing.
Okay. Oh, how was it, Sasha?
It was, I had a word to describe it, but you stole it. Well, you used it, and it was wow. It was amazing. So I have to think of another word, and it's magic. It's the only thing I can think of.
I definitely love magic. And the Wayne Chandler, wow, magic, definitely go with him as well. So I'm really glad, and I can't thank you enough for calling back in and letting us know how that went for you, that you received that gift and from Brother Wayne Chandler to have the energy healing on you, to share that feedback. That was amazing. Thank you so much. Did you have a question for me tonight?
Well, actually, I did. I wanted to ask you because I called out for work. I was burned out, and I called out. And I fell asleep listening back to the show, which was a great show, by the way. I listened to it several times. I got so much out of it. But I kind of feel guilty about calling out now. And I fell asleep, and I don't know if I was dreaming, but I heard Brother Chandler saying, if you felt you had enough flying, you had enough. Just put that energy to something else. Work on yourself with that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So now I don't know exactly how to apply it, the energy that I received from him.
Okay. Well, two things. You can apply the energy in many different ways. Let me ask you, you called out of work. Did you call out of work day?
Yes, it was. I'm a flight attendant. I had a 3-day trip today, but I was working the past few days, so I couldn't go back in.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel a little guilty. So.
Mm-hmm. Why do you feel guilty?
Well, because I feel like, you know, what do I do now? Now that I have these few days off, you know, I need something productive to do. I need to apply, you know, just apply the energy that I receive. Something.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, here's two things. One of the thing is this. How can you not apply the energy you receive? It's in you. How you can't apply it?
I mean, just some type of work. I don't know. I feel like there's something else I should be doing if I'm
mm-hmm.
not at work.
If you're not at work, there's something else that you should be doing. Here's a thing. How about resting? How about resting? No. Seriously, because what energy came up from you from the Kim deck is body talk. Your body is telling you that it's time to take a break. Here's something else that I want you guys to know, that this isn't helpful, so helpful for me and so many others, that sometimes we want to stay in masculine energy. Masculine energy is all about do, 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 do. That's the masculine. Go, 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 go. Work, 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 work. That's masculine energy. Feminine energy is completely receiving. It's receiving. And what Spirit is saying right now is that it's time for you to take a break. You've earned the right to take a break. You've earned the right to take a day off. You've earned the right to be still.
Right.
You've earned the right to be still. And by being still, this is where all of your greatest breakthroughs will come through. This is when Spirit will begin to communicate with you and to talk to you. If you're constantly in that state of do, 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 then you're not going to be able to receive what is for you.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
This pause, know that the magic happens in the pause. There's a show that I did where the brother came on. I can't think of his name, forgive me. But he talked about the metaphysics of music and really understanding that the greatest thing in the music wasn't the beat, it wasn't the bass, it wasn't the drum, it was the pause in between the notes. This is what makes it powerful. It is the rest. That's what they call in music the rest. This is where the magic happens. You have to get into the rest of this. When you begin to rest, one of the things that Spirit will tell you, that over the course of the next 2 to 3 days, take this time to rest, that you're going to start having all of these breakthroughs just by taking this time to listen to your body. Allow this energy to move within you, and then the possibilities will begin to open for you. But trying to force it, you know what they say, if it don't fit, don't force it. Don't force it. You receive this amazing blessing
yes.
of this energy to come through from Brother Wayne Chandler. Allow
like
that. Yes, allow that rest to move through you. You haven't allowed it to move through you. You're already ready to give it away. When you have even received it fully, allow it to manifest. Don't be in such a hurry. Get into the rest. Get into the music.
You mentioned a lot about my alter ego, and I don't know how to connect. I think I struggle when it comes to connecting with my alter ego. So, and like you said, I don't want to try. I just want it to happen naturally or when at the right time. Do you think that will happen, though? Like, is there anything I need to do to, you know, help with the process?
Well, here's the thing when it comes to that. One of the things that you need to know, there's no book on you. There's no book on you. Energetically, things can be read, but there's no book to say that this can happen, that will happen. It will happen if you want to. One of the things I will tell you from the energy that I'm picking up from you is that you need to begin to relax. You need to get to the rest. You need to listen to your body. It is your built-in manual. Your body telling you to rest. What I see here for me at this particular time is you don't trust what you feel. You tell me that they told you to stay home from work, but yet you're feeling guilty about staying home because you don't have anything to do. There's no reason you should feel guilty about what your body is telling you to do. That's the part of you that is connected to your higher self. So trust that. Trust that.
Okay, wow. I love you for that. Thank you so much.
Oh, love you as well. Peace and love to you. And come back and let us know how it goes. But get into the rest. Get to the rest.
I owe you.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Can you guys meet better now? I know I was chopping up just a little bit there. So hopefully you guys can you can meet a little bit better now on that on this particular end. Yes. Beautiful. So let's on to the next caller. Great calls. We're chatting and chilling here. Peace and love to everyone. (46) 522-7111 is the number to call, and I see all the callers on the line, so let's get to it. Calling in from area code 240, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. 240 must be listening. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 919. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, this is Justin calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, greetings, Justin. Is this better, you guys? Am I still chopping?
You're a little choppy.
I can't. A little choppy. Okay, we're going to have to do something about that. Let's see. Let's see. All right, so here we go, Justin. Justin, you want to tell us about some great things you've experienced with the remix?
Certainly. I was actually one of the nine that was chosen for the special Blue Blast two nights ago, I think.
Okay.
And it was... very enlightening experience. I actually got to see exactly why I was getting so many blockages in my spiritual path, and mainly it had to do with mainly forgiving other people and myself.
Yes.
Very grateful to find that out.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful. So how has it been since that call? You said it was sort of, if you could describe it. You said that this helped unblock things that's been on your spiritual path for you. How can you describe these last couple of days? How has that been for you?
I felt a complete, an overwhelming spirit of humbleness. I felt in control of my emotions mainly. That's the main experience. And I'm still waiting for that little 8-day period that you mentioned. I'm still waiting for that life lesson to, you know, come about. So I guess my spirit is getting prepared for that. But for the most part, I've been way more humble than I've thought I could ever be, just in communicating or just in my personal thoughts.
Okay, yes. This was definitely, definitely a divine time for you. And know that those things will happen within the 8 days. I know we did a lot of work on that call, and so things were given to you to do. So don't necessarily wait for something to happen. Also be very proactive in your actions as well, too. And this was a first time reading for all of us on the call. First time me doing it and everyone that was on the call. So it was a first time for everyone. For everyone on the call. Yes. Okay. Did you have a question for me this evening, Justin?
Yes, I did, actually. I was trying to find out I have a lot of problems in love relationships, and I was just trying to find out if you could maybe trying to find out, like, how do you know when you found your soulmate, I guess?
Well, two things. One of the things is that know that everyone is your soulmate, that anyone that you come in contact with is going to be a part of your soul group. We travel in soul groups, you know. We travel in soul groups. So you have many soulmates, but that one person that you're saying that you're supposed to be with and that it is unmistakably the person for you, you will know. This is when you have to begin to trust your spirit. You have to trust your spirit on that. And you will know exactly when that moment comes, and you will know. One of the things that sometimes is a little different is that we have many soulmates. Every single one of them you're not supposed to be in a relationship with. This whole experience about being here on the planet Earth is about relationships. Everything that we do is about a relationship. Relationships sometimes have destinations too. They have destinations too. And also know that your free will stops where someone else's free will began. And it is about give and receiving. You know, it's about give and receiving. So you have to begin to trust that. This was a big part of even the work that was given to you on the call. And so I hear what you're saying, but I want you to begin to become proactive in what you're hearing.
Okay. Right.
Does that make sense? Become proactive, you know? The heart cleansing is the first start. You said you're in better control of your emotions. Allow that to just begin to manifest. And the first relationship that you should be, who should be your soulmate, who should be your twin flame, is yourself. Too many of us want to have relationships with other people, and we have a hard time dealing with ourselves. We don't like who we are. So how are you going to have a relationship with somebody for them to love you when you can't stand you?
Right. Okay.
So have that relationship that you want to have. Be the love that you want to receive. Be that soulmate that you want to be. You have to be that in order to get that. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense, yes. Okay.
Yes. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for calling in. So good to hear from you. You're one of the nine, so I can't wait to hear the rest of what is unfolding for you. So be that. Be that relationship. Be that soulmate that you want to be. And know that the rest will show up. Know that the rest will happen for you.
Great. Thank you very much. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 647. You're live in the Remix 647. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 647? 647. 647 is just listening. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 404, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, can you hear me?
You're sounding a little staticky.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Who's on the line, please?
Peace, this is Crystal.
Greetings.
I have a Atlanta area code, but I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas right now.
Okay, no worries. It doesn't matter. It's not about where you're at. It's not where you're from, it's where you're at.
Indeed.
Yes, Crystal, thank you so much for calling in. And let me ask you, Crystal, what is your greatest Remix moment?
Really, I'm new to the Remix family. I've been listening for, I guess, maybe a month now. I don't know. I was just kind of drawn to your podcast from iTunes. And I guess kind of like I've just been on a journey of trying to get as much knowledge as I can, as I'm really getting into this whole conscious thing right now. And so the spirit just drawn me to you, and so I've just been kind of listening to it, and I love every show. Usually, like when I'm in the car now, all I do is pop that in and trying to get out as much knowledge as I can.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you for that, Crystal. That's beautiful. And thanks for calling in and sharing that. You have a question for me. I'm so glad that you're a listener and you found us on iTunes and you're listening. That's beautiful.
Yes. I was just calling to see about getting a reading. Like I said, I'm into this whole conscious thing. And since February, I've changed my whole lifestyle. Basically, I'm a mostly vegan now, and I'm actually going through Sacred Woman, Tina Fuller's Sacred Woman.
Yes, I love that.
Oh, yes, it's been an amazing journey. And yes. Right now I'm Sacred Word Gateway, so I'm moving through the book.
Okay.
And just kind of see where my energy is right now.
Okay, beautiful. Let me ask you a question. So are you going through Queen Afua's program, or are you reading the book?
I'm reading the book, and I'm actually doing it with a few other sisters. We have a circle out here.
Okay,
and,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, Sacred Woman is amazing. Queen Afua, she's definitely one of my teachers, and love her. She is amazing. So, yes, big ups to that. And I actually, you know, am one of her holistic practitioners that have gone through her course as well. So amazing, amazing, amazing teacher there. And you're definitely in the right place. One of the first things that comes up for you at this particular time, Crystal, is I pulled a card from the Kim deck. And I actually pulled this card before I knew this was you on the line. And when I pulled the card that came up is card number 30 in the Kim deck. And for everyone out there that got your Kim deck, let's see how swift you are with knowing what card number 30 is. Let's see how swift you are with knowing what card number 30 is. Card number 30 is this. This is really about the new beginner. This is about the new beginner. It's about you being in this place where this is a beginning stage from you. One of the things, Crystal, that I can tell you is that recently you just went through a breakup not too long ago.
Oh, this was 2 years ago, actually. I mean, I'm in a relationship now.
Mm-hmm.
Been together about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. I would really, really encourage you to make sure as you're going through this process of new beginnings that you really let go of that past relationship, because that past relationship is still lingering within you. Some of the hurt, some of the pain. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I can see that. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, I want you to pick a number for me between 1 and 100, please. The number 4. Yes, yes. All right. So now, a couple of things. I do definitely energetically still see that you have a lot of this remnants that you're holding on to within you. And this is a big part of this search of trying to find your way and finding a new way to do with that, so that you don't begin to bring some of these things from the past into this area. What's going to be key for you is the area of forgiveness. That's what you have a hard time for, with forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
And that's true.
Yeah. So I want you to think about those things. You're working with sacred words right now and understanding how important that is. Remember, forgiveness is never about the other person. It is always about you. Always about you. This is about really gaining knowledge, and it's really about recognizing when it comes to this area of forgiveness, you don't have any skills. Because this is a challenge for you. So a lot of the work that has to happen in order for you to truly begin to absorb all of this information and be able to do true alchemy with it, so you can truly not necessarily change, but really come into the pure essence of who you are, it has to do with forgiveness.
Indeed, I can see that. I'm definitely on. I mean, because in Gateway Zero, you know, getting some of this old hurt that happened, like from my childhood and stuff, I'm able to, you know, I've started the steps of letting some of that go. So
right.
I know I do have some work to go. So
yes, and I want you to go back to your childhood. This is where all of this started. This didn't
mm-hmm.
start with that relationship. This started with your childhood. This started when you were 8 and 9 years old. Do you remember what was going on in your life at that time?
Yeah, I do.
Yes. This is exactly where spirit is taking me. This is where you have to begin to go back and get yourself there. You left a big part of yourself there, and this has trickled itself down, 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 down. Now you're doing the work. Really get into the work honestly. I call it getting naked. Get naked with your work, and this is where you're going to get the greatest success, because truly what you are is a new beginner. Take that humble position as a student. And true enough, we are all teachers and all students. But really, if you come with the humbleness as the student and truly recognize that you are without skills in this area, then you can really seek that freedom that you're seeking, that forgiveness that you're seeking. You're going to receive all of that. And this sacred information, this sacred knowledge that's within you will begin to bring itself back to the surface. That's how you're going to get there. You have to go through that place of forgiveness and recognizing that you are truly a new beginner.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much. I picked the number 4. That has really been coming to my attention lately. So is it really something with that number 4 going on? I mean, I've been in my dreams.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Okay.
The number 4 is all about foundation and balance.
Okay.
That's what 4 is about. The number 4. When you start to get into the studies of the goddess Mayat, that's it. Because another thing, Crystal, and I'll just leave you with this because spirit is dropping it in me, is that you have to learn how to follow the process. And for you, you want to go to the end point and not do the work. You got to do the work. Do the work,
indeed.
You'll get the greatest success. You have to follow the process. So be the student. Be the student to yourself. Don't skip the line. Don't try to jump in front of the line. Don't try to do any of that. Be the student to yourself. This is where you're going to get the greatest success for you. Follow the process. The number 4 is reminding you to keep the balance. Keep the balance. Yes. Build your foundation from a place of balance. All right. Well, peace and love to you. Give my love to Queen when you speak to her. I just spoke to her the other day. So peace and love to you and enjoy.
Indeed. Peace and blessings. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please turn your computer speakers off if you're on and tell us who's on the line and who's calling in, please.
Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
How you doing, Ms. Beautiful Blue? This is Griff from Atlanta.
Greetings, Griff from the ATL. How are you?
Yeah. All right. How you doing?
I am wonderful. How you been, Griff? This is the power man. This is the brother with the power.
Yes, it's me on the line. I knew I was going to get you. I knew I had to talk to you tonight. My phone about to die, but you got me where I'm moving so much. Hold on one second.
Okay.
It's
yes.
I wanted to tell you guys, you know, I don't have a best moment. I have just the best acquaintance I ever had in my life with Brother Panic.
Yes.
Bobby.
Yeah,
you, I mean, y'all guys really help us out. I mean, we didn't, you know, it's no word that could really describe it.
Mm.
But y'all are great. I just love y'all to death. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I know where I'd be without y'all. I'd still be mad at everything. You know?
Mad at everything.
But I wanted to just give you a big big shout out. I always want to do that every time I hear y'all. I just think y'all guys are wonderful though.
Thank you. Aw, thank you, Griff. Thanks for calling in. Did you want me to pull some energy for you, or are you good?
Oh no, I need you to pull some. Come on.
Okay. You knew. All right. Is there any particular area you want to take a look at, or you just want to kind of see what comes up? Tell me what you're thinking.
Ms. Blue, I really, when you was talking earlier, you came on the show, you were saying you'll do this for nothing.
Yes.
Right? I have something I'm really passionate about that I do for absolute nothing. I love it, and it's been a part of me for a long time, and I feel like I got a burning desire for it still.
Mm-hmm.
And anything you can give me on that, that'll be spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, Griff.
Mm-hmm.
I take it you don't want to say what it is.
I really can, but it's just like, for what, how big my dream is, it's like, man, it's kind of, it's out there. That's really big. you know what it is, right?
Yes, I do.
That's kind of, big.
It's very big, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to believe that it's big. So say it. Put it out in the universe.
I want to play professional basketball.
Yeah.
And I feel like I got the skills, and I know I got the passion for it. I know I can see it.
All right. Okay, Griff, I'm going to do something for you right here. And I'm glad you put it out there because, see, a dream is only as big as we allow it to be. Your dream can't be so big that you can't say it. You got to say it. You understand? You got to say it. You got to own it. You got to claim it. And also, this is what I want you to think about, Griff, and I want you to think back to even when you were in high school. I want you to think back to that. I want you to also think about how this is your passion, but this is also where your pain lies, too. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This is also where your pain lies. So let's see, Griff. Let's see what's really going on. Let's see.
I'm turned up over here.
Okay. Here's the deal. And I want you to think about this, okay? Because I will tell you, I've actually done readings for a couple of professional basketball players. And, I keep everything sacred. I won't tell their names. Maybe when I get about 80, they'll let me tell their names of some of these people. Professional football players, basketball players. We've had them all. I've had them all. I've done readings for them. So now, here's the number one thing that I want you to do. I want you to begin to understand. Because you're living like this is a dream. And I need you to get out of living like this is a dream. What you are doing at this time is what we talked about on the show. I talked about last week on the show with all of this Venus energy moving around in the sky. And it brought me to Langston Hughes. You remember the poetry piece of Langston Hughes where he talks about a raisin in the sun?
Yes.
How do you become a raisin in the sun? Do you know how a raisin becomes? You know what happens to it? Do you guys know what happens to a raisin in the sun? Let me read that for you. Let me see if I can read this whole poetry piece. Let me see if I can find it right here. Let's see how good Miss Blue is right now. Ooh, I need to do some funky feng shui on my desktop. I need to do some funky feng shui. Here we go. I'm going to read this to you guys. All right? So let's see. Can you hear me okay, Griff?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, beautiful. So here we go. This is the piece by Langston Hughes. It's called A Dream Defer. And this is exactly where you are right now. And so this is the poetry piece. Let me get in my little voice, you know, and I read this a couple of times when I was in elementary school. This is one of my favorite pieces here. I should have called Esther up and had her read it. We know she's the poet, but let me go ahead and do this. What happens to a dream defer? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat, or crust and sugar over like syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load, or does it explode? Now, for those of you who was on that call, I put that particular piece there by Langston Hughes because this is truly Venus. The reason that Venus is on the move, why Venus is making the transition, it is symbolic of the raisin in the sun. It really is symbolic of that raisin in the sun. It's about all of the dreams. It's about your dreams being answered at this time. This is the time of dreams. If you guys are not familiar with Langston Hughes' work, get it. Get into his work. He wrote it for this time. Even NASA has referred to Venus looking like a raisin in the sun. Crossing. It is that black dot that you see going across the sun. This is time for you to keep moving, because if you don't move, then you become that raisin in the sun. If you don't take your dreams and you don't begin to move with your dreams, you're going to end up like a raisin in the sun. Are you going to dry up? Is this dream just going to dry up? Is it going to start to stink like rotten meat? Is it going to sag on you like a heavy load? Or is this dream just going to explode in you? What are you going to do with this dream? So having a dream is beautiful, but don't make it a dream deferred. Don't make it a dream deferred. Now, before we go further, and I want to give you some information, I want you to pick a number between 1 and 100. Follow your spirit on this. 1 and 100.
26.
26. Beautiful. So now, here's the thing. You have got to begin to move on this dream. You have this dream that you say is larger than life, but you're staying inside the damn box with it. You have to get out and begin to do that. That means that you have to begin to look for ways so you can do this dream. Even if it means reaching out to international teams, if this means that looking at opportunities outside of America, this is what it means. If it means really connecting with those people who are in there, finding out when they're having walk-on tournaments, even showing up so that you can be in that environment. And you're not doing that. Let me tell you something, because I used to play a lot of sports, too. And basketball was one of the things that I used to play. And I thought I was okay at it. Basketball wasn't really my thing. That wasn't really my thing. But playing basketball, we used to play basketball with all the people in the neighborhood, everybody in the neighborhood. And we used to have fun. Oh, and we were so good. We were so good playing everybody in our own little neighborhood, and even everybody who was around at, you know, the different schools we play. Oh, we could beat them. We were so good. We went to a tournament, and these girls kicked our ass. They kicked our ass. I mean, they played with us like we were toys. You would have thought. And at that time, they didn't even have the WNBA. You would have thought all of these chicks was in the WNBA the way they beat us. Now, here we come. We're number one. You understand? We're number one. We got our little matching outfits on. And matter of fact, the coach that we had, the coach wouldn't even let us. We had to dress up in heels and dresses. We had to dress up before the game, and we loved doing it. I'm a girly girl, so I love doing that. And then we would put on our little matching sweatsuits. We'd be out there practicing. We doing all of this high-speed stuff. They sitting down watching us. We got on the court, and they whooped our asses. And here's the deal. We was tired, and they wasn't. So the reason I say this to you, no doubt that you can play basketball, but I want you to get out there and test your damn dream for real. Stop hooping with the boys in the neighborhood and go where the big players are.
You're right.
You understand what I'm saying? Go where the big players are. Put your money where your mouth is.
Right. I'm up for the challenge.
Being up for the challenge is one thing. But here's the thing. I'm going to tell you a story. It's a biblical story. It's about Cain, and it's about Abel. You know, are you familiar with the story about Cain and Abel?
Mm-hmm.
You said
the
yes?
The brothers.
The brothers, Cain and Abel. What happened? Who was the brother who succeeded? Was it Cain or was it Abel?
Cain killed Abel.
Yeah. Did Cain kill Abel? You sure? Cain killed Abel. Mm-hmm. Cain killed Abel. So now, this is where you are. You are Cain and Abel. See, it's a lot of things that you can do. See, can kills your ability. Because Cain represents what you can do. And Abel represents what you're able to do. So you're telling me what you can do, but I want to know, are you able to do it? Does that make sense?
Yes, I follow.
So it's time for you, Griff, to put yourself in the fire. Don't let Cain kill Abel. Don't let your cans kill Abel. So if you're able to do it, do it. Stop doing what you can and do what you're able to do. Stop doing what you can. Because we already know this is one of the basic teachings that we've pretty much all have been taught, is that Cain killed Abel. So don't tell me what you can do. I want you to do what you're able to do. Get your will and get your ability out there. This is where Abel is. This is where the dream takes its position and starts to move. So it doesn't dry up like a raisin in the sun. So it doesn't start to stink like rotten meat. So it doesn't become a heavy load. You got to get out here and you got to work these abilities. Put yourself in the fire. We talked about this on one of the other shows. Time is gone. There is no time. So get outside of that box. Get you a new dream with this that ain't too big. Because if the dream is too big for you, then how the hell can you achieve it?
Absolutely.
It's not too big. Stop playing Cain and Abel. Because we already know that Cain killed Abel.
All right. I need it.
Yes. So do it. I can hear you completely fine.
Okay.
Completely fine. And so that's what I want you to do. I want you. You've had this dream for too long. It's time to stop making it a dream and making it reality. No longer a dream. You've been dreaming about this too long. You've been in the Cain position with this too long. It's time for you to change this story and become Abel. This is you getting into your abilities to do this. Nothing comes to a dreamer but sleep. That's it. That's the only thing you're guaranteed to get if you're a dreamer is sleep. Good sleep. Good rest. Good rest. You'll have a good night's sleep. So I want you to start listening to Langston Hughes. Take that poem. Take it. Post it in your bedroom. Post it on your bathroom mirror. Carry it around you. Write Cain and Abel above it. Recognize that this is what's going to happen to this dream if you let it keep deferring. If it stands still in the sun, it's going to dry up like a damn raisin. It's not going to happen. And then you know what's going to happen? You're going to be 80 years old, and you're going to be sitting outside. It's going to be a bunch of brothers playing basketball, and you're going to do the coulda, shoulda, woulda. I could have been in the NBA. I should have been in the NBA. You know, I would have been in the NBA, and they're going to look at you and say, oh, man.
You ain't did nothing.
You ain't did nothing. You know, there is a poetry piece that I play by this brother, and the brother's name is Camille. And it's called An Armchair Revolutionary, you know, a revolutionist. And he talks about how these brothers is out here flapping their jars about what they want to do and what they going to do for their people, but they sitting in a damn chair talking about it.
What?
You understand? And then he says, you ain't nothing but an armchair revolutionary. You know, you ain't going to do nothing.
Right, absolutely.
So it's time for you to do that. Buckle up, put your seatbelt on, and get out there. Do your research. You do this research to study and to get all of these things together. You give all those hours to practicing. Now it's time to practice with the big boys. It's time to get out there and do your thing for real. Stand in the fire. We're in the energy of the fire. It's time for you to get a new story. It's time to stop dreaming. It's time for the dream defer to stop.
I agree. I love it, Ms. Blue. Thank you very much. I appreciate you so much.
That's right. And I want tickets.
Come on now.
I want tickets. I don't care.
About seeing one of my games. You hear me?
You are
okay for life.
You know, I want tickets.
I got you. Wait a minute. Ms. Blue, what came from 26?
What came from 26? Ah, that's going to be revealed. I want you to hold that. I want you to remember that number. I want you to remember that number 26. Remember it, okay? And here's the other thing. I need you to do some reaching out because I see the first opportunity that you get to show your stuff is going to be with the team that's outside the United States.
Okay.
I need you to do it. When it happens, call back in and let us know.
Oh, will do.
Let us know.
You're so beautiful.
All right. Beautiful. Peace and love to you. Yes. I guess that means he got it. Oh, wow. One second, you guys. We're going to go to the next caller. That's it. Dream defer, you guys. It's time out for the dream defer. We're going to go to the next caller. And by the way, I know Esther is holding down Twitter. Twitter is #remixmagicandfun. We're chatting and chilling right here. 646-652-7711 is the number to call. And guess what else? The lines, I think, I don't know if they're full, but I see all of your hands up. So let's keep going. Calling in from area code 216, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings.
Peace, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, this is Charles from Cleveland. How you doing, Ms. Blue?
I am wonderful, Charles from Cleveland. How are you?
Okay. It's been a while since I talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening for a while.
Okay, beautiful, Charles. And let me say this because you're breaking up just a little bit there. Tell me your greatest remix moment. And what's a wild? And if you have me on speakerphone, please take me off because we're getting feedback.
All of them.
Okay. All right. All right. Beautiful. And how long have you been listening, Charles? What's a while?
Oh, 3 years, really. Maybe.
Okay. So, okay. Beautiful. 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 Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I've been trying to get a reading, but the guy emailed you a couple of times, but and I'm not the computer savvy person, but I really probably didn't understand the process or so forth and how to make a date for the
mm-hmm.
reading.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'm going to have to email you again.
Okay.
I have a friend mm-hmm. help me with that,
Okay, well, I'll make it real simple for you. Here's the process, and for anybody else who's new that's listening that wants to get a reading by me, first of all, let me tell you, they are divine appointments. You can ask anybody who knows. I've done thousands of readings at this point, brothers and sisters all over the world. Here's the deal. You send an email. You send a request, because I don't do readings for people unless they request it. So you send a request. Sister Munya kind of takes you, holds your hand, gives you lots of loves and kisses, and she walks you through the process. What she does is she'll send you back the information and tell you exactly what readings are available for you. You get to make your own divine choice of that. Once you make your divine choice of what reading that you want, then she tells you to email us back for the next step. The next step, she tells you how to get this set up. You'll get it set up, send your gift for the reading. Once you've done that, then what happens is she will then call you, give you a date for the reading, your divine appointment date, and let you know everything that is available to you. During that time that you're just being in the moment for your divine appointment. Very simple. So yeah, email us back. We answer all emails when you send them. It takes a while, but we do answer all emails, and we're here to help you. For those that are computer savvy, I've done readings for babies who've been a couple of days old to people who've been about 90 years old, so we can definitely make that happen. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what should I look for in the email? Under what? It'd still be questions for Blue.
It would still be questions for Blue. Send me another email. This is what you do. Send me another email when you're ready. And send me another email. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I really appreciate, if I've been listening this long, it's been awesome. It's really been awesome. A lot of times, I listen alone, so because I know it's just for me, So,
beautiful. Did you have a question for me? I know you want a few gifts as well as being a part of the Remix family too.
Yeah. Could you pull a Kim's card?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm gonna do that. First, I want you to pick a number between 1 and 100 for me. Allow your spirit to just move you.
Hey, originally I said 99 when he was picking the numbers.
Is that your number?
Yeah.
Is that your number, 99?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Charles. Okay, Charles. Here's the deal. Let's talk about where you are at this particular time. First thing I want to ask you, so I'm going to put the ball in your court because I believe and I know your magic. So what is it that you would like to ask me? You want me to pick a card, but I want you to know, I want you to tell me what is it that you want to ask me.
I got no, health, prosperity. I seem to attract money pretty good.
Okay. Stop right there. Stop. It's hammer time. I had to say that. I'm sorry. It's hammer time. It's hammer time. Let's stop. Let's stop right there. First thing, the energy that came up for you is that you need to get a new story. You need to get a new story. It's time, Charles. You need to really, really begin to get a new story. What's happening right here for you, and this has been going on for quite a while, is you're – let me see if I can – I'm trying to articulate this, but it has a lot to do with the energy of the tree of life. It has to do with the tree of life. It has to do with how you've lived your life. Because let's face it, you're not a young tree. You're not a young tree. You're a tree that has gone through many seasons. Your leaves have branched out into many ways. And you've done a lot of things in your life. And this has to do with that tree of life, that connection that you've built over the years. And what's happening with this connection is that there's been a disconnect. It's been a major, major disconnect. And even when it comes to you beginning to speak and begin for you to talk, it's hard for you to pull this out. Because pulling this out means that you have to truly pull out who you are. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yes.
And this has a lot to do with things that has happened to you in your life. Choices you've made, decisions you've made that now you're looking back on and you can't move past it. You're still there. So whether that is you drinking, because you've had an alcohol problem, correct?
In the past, yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
Long time ago, yeah.
It's been a long time ago, but you're still there. Why? Why are you still there? You're still living like an alcoholic. Do you realize that?
You're
still waking up drunk, and you haven't had anything to drink. You still having hangovers. Spirit is saying, get a new story. Get a new story. I'm looking at your sacred space. Get a new story. You're still living like a drunk.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Tell me why that's interesting. Tell me, please.
I see what you're saying. You know, it's just like I'm thinking, you know, the mind is chatter, clutter, you know, I realize that, you know, so.
Say what's in your heart. Say what's in your heart, Charles. Speak from your heart.
Say my heart is like I'm humbling myself. I don't really mean to hide from myself or any sense or place myself in denial, you know. You know, as far as alcohol is concerned, it don't even taste good anymore.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to stop talking from your mind, because here's one of the things. If you don't say it, I'll say it. But I want you to begin to try to speak from your heart, because this is where a lot of pain is. So I understand it's very difficult for you to reach there, but you wouldn't have called in if you wasn't ready to really make this step. But I want you to begin to speak from what's in your heart, what you feel, what you know, and speak from that place.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot that went on. I mean, you know, I look, you know, in the past, and just a lot of things just from an ignorance point, you know, you just didn't know. I didn't know, but try to let things go, because I want to leave things in the past and not, you know, bring it forward all the time. So,
but you can't. Let me tell you why you can't leave these things in the past. Because it's you. And that's what you've done. You've left you in the past. And so who we're talking to now is fragmented.
It's fragmented.
Yes. You cannot leave yourself in the past and try to be present. Understand that you are all of those things. And the first thing that you have to do is accept that where you are right now is perfect and exact. Leaving things in the past, when you're talking about these things of leaving them in the past, this is where you have left Charles. You've left parts of Charles in the past. You have to go back and bring yourself here in the present moment. Because the truth of the matter is, you may not classify yourself as an alcoholic, but you're still drinking, correct? You're still drinking. So this is what I'm saying. If you won't say it, I'll say it. And this is because you're trying to leave you in the past. It does not make you a bad person. Alcohol does not destroy people. People destroy themselves with alcohol. Drinking is not your problem. This is not your problem. You've got to see that. That drinking is not your problem. It is so much bigger than that. You have got to begin to get another story. This goes back to when you were 11 years old, when you were a child. Things that happened when you were a child, not feeling like you were good enough. And as a result of carrying that with you, you try to bury the pain of all the aches and pains that you've had in your life. That has led you into these very dark places when it comes to drugs, when it comes to alcohol. Trying to pretend that these things are not there it's not going to make them go away. It's like not cleaning up and trying to pretend the mess don't exist. And what happens is when someone else comes in, that's the first thing that they see. I want you to talk to me about what was going on with you as a child between the ages of 11 and 12.
Well, you know, my mother passed when I was 9.
Mm-hmm.
So I just can't recall after that. I remember having a lot of stomach aches. Oof, it was a little crappy, like, man.
Right.
Real, like somebody sitting on my stomach.
Who did you go live with? Because you went to go live with someone, and there were some transitions that was going on around the age of 11. Where were you at? Do you remember where you went to go live?
Okay. Father, he raised, my mother passed. He raised us, you know, for 10 years. But then from all I can remember them 10 years,
mm-hmm.
I stayed in the home till 19. You know, I stayed at the house until 19, and then I left because me and my father didn't get along.
Right.
Man, it's kind of hard to go back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a long time.
Yeah. It's a long time ago, but the truth is, Charles, you never left. You never left.
Yeah.
That's the truth. You know, the truth is your stomach is where we hold our nourishments. The stomach aches that you experience was really just having a very, very hard time digesting what was happening to you. Fear of what was going to happen to you next. You've lost your compassion. You've lost your compassion for yourself. You've lost that nurturing, that love, that nurturing, that compassion. This is what you have to find again. You have to begin to get into this place of compassion with yourself. You have to know that your life agrees with you. And right now, you're kind of in Beauty and the Beast. You won't let anyone into your heart at all. You're really living out the story within yourself about Beauty and the Beast. And as a result of not letting anyone in your heart, you've locked yourself out. You've locked yourself out. So here are some things that I want you begin to do. There are some programs that can help you, that I want you to get into. You need to be able to be in the position where you can meet with others and really begin to get these things back into some sort of balance within yourself. That's going to be first. You can email me. We'll talk about it, see what things we can begin to get you to work with. The other thing is really getting you to tap into that energy of compassion. Because right now you feel that your life has never agreed with you. You're in a battle with yourself. You're in a battle with the life that you're creating. Know that words that you speak today, thoughts that you think today, is creating your tomorrow for you. And you have to get a new story. When it comes to loving, when it comes to being with you, know that your mother is always there holding you, nurturing you, and loving you. Your father is there as well, too. He tried to give you the best that he was able to give you at that particular time, dealing with the situation that he was going through. So he was in pain, trying to raise children while in pain. And as a result, we have a whole just, we just had the house of pain. That's what it was growing up for you. This is what comes to mind. It was like the house of pain. and everyone in denial about where the pain was truly coming from. It's okay for you to say that you loved and you miss your mother, and you never as a child felt like you could do that. It's okay. Because your mother loves you, she's still with you, and she's there with you. Let me be the first to tell you that I love you, give you a hug, know that I'm here to support you. You have to find your compassion. Know that your life agrees with you. So I'm going to give you a magical statement that you can begin to work with. And I want you to remember this. If you can't remember it, then what I want you to do is I want you to go back and download the show and get it again, okay? Or you can email me and I'll send it to you. You ready? Because I want you to say this with me.
I'm here.
All right. Life agrees with me.
Life agrees with me.
All is well.
All is well.
I create.
I create.
New.
New.
Moments. Every day.
Every day.
Life agrees with you, Charles. It does. It agrees with you. I know that there's been a lot of things in your life that has made you feel like you're at war with life, but know that life agrees with you. And you do matter. You do matter. I want you to begin to start to think about those things that you have compassion for. What does compassion mean to you, Charles?
He's caring, love.
It's caring and love. So, who do you have compassion for?
Myself.
Do you really?
Do you really? Yeah, Miss Lovey, kind of hard on myself, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want you to say things to me you don't mean. You know I know you're telling the truth or lying. I want you to have compassion for yourself. Compassion is communicating past the passion. It's the communication that takes you past passion. So what are you passionate about? What's your passion, Charles?
You know, I've been an artist in the past. You know, I didn't get, say I said I was going to get back to my work, but, they say I'm extremely talented and very modest and, about things like that, you know.
And do you paint?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I see. You need to begin to paint your pain. Paint it. Let it go. Let that compassion comes out. Let that, where your pain is, this is where your compassion is. Force yourself to get back into your paintings. Force yourself. Do it. Do it even though you don't want to. Do it even though all of this pain is going to come up. Because where your pain lies, that is also where your passion is. So have compassion for yourself. Move past the passion. Communicate that energy. Paint it. Paint your passion. Paint your pain. Paint it all. Put it down on paper. Release that energy so that you can finally take a look at it. I want you to do one of the paintings and begin to paint your mother. Paint her. As you remember her, as you see her, paint her. That's what she wants. She wants you to paint her. Bring that passion back into your life. bring that energy back into your life. Can you do that, Charles?
I can.
All right. Well, I want you to definitely say it again. You're going to do an Abel. That's right. We don't want no Cains up in here. We want you to do an Abel. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. And, you know, that I know I get fulfillment out of doing the work, you know, the creative work, the drawing and the painting. It's just a personal thing that you're not, well, oh, everybody admiring this stuff. You know, I'm not trying to build up an ego. You know, I'm just trying to develop the empowerment. So, you know,
that's what I want you to do. I want you to paint this picture of your mother. I want you to do it. I want you to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. I honestly miss my mother and my father.
Of course.
Yeah.
But you haven't given yourself permission to do that.
Yeah.
To do that. You need to do that. And I definitely want you to get yourself into this place of getting balance. And I want you to start doing some funky feng shui over there in your place. For real. Okay.
I'm telling you. I said it's a talented thing. To me, it's like, how?
Yes.
Like, sometimes I can feel the energy to do a blitz. I say, here. Get out of here. Now, I don't want to see none of that.
Yeah.
Nothing anymore, man.
So start by a little bit. Make it fun. Invite one of your friends over. Start in the kitchen. Start doing something. I feel like I need to go take a shower. You need to do that. Open up your windows in the morning. Do that. Open up your blinds. Let the sunlight in. Stop living like you're an alcoholic and you won't be one. Stop living like your life is out of control and it won't be out of control. I need you to become active in your own life. You got to get in there. You got to get in there. It's so many people that need to hear your story. We need to see your art. We need to have you here. You came here for a reason, and it's not to be an alcoholic, because if it was, you wouldn't be calling in. You'd be somewhere drunk, high, with your feet up, enjoying your life. You're feeling miserable because this is not your place of balance for you. So get it together. Get it together. And I'm telling you, bring the United States, all those states of consciousness together. Go back and get yourself from all of those places you've left yourself. Begin to paint yourself out of this pain so that you can truly get back into your passion and the work that you came back here to do. All right. Peace and love to you. Keep listening.
I really appreciate it. I love you.
I love you too. Love you.
Remix and everyone. Okay.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. Beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to go on to the next caller calling in from area code 813. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Blue.
Oh, are you crying? Oh, my goodness. We haven't said anything. Who's on the line?
This is Kia from Tampa. That was so beautiful what you did for the brother that just hung up.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you're going to make me cry. I cry when you cry. I'm going to cry. We all going to cry.
I knew once the tears stopped pouring, you were going to pull my area code up next. I said, oh, she's going to pull my number and everyone's going to hear me crying.
Yes, and now they're crying. Everybody's crying in the chat room.
I know, it's a domino effect.
Oh, gosh.
And I guess, first of all, I want to say that my most memorable moments are every time that I get to log into the computer or call up and hear you speak, because you just don't know how powerful the messages are that you bring to us. And it seems like every time you're talking to somebody, you're talking right at me. And even if I don't get to connect on the line that night, I just, I'm so much more fulfilled after I call in and hear the stories, and I hear what you have to say, and it's just like, you know how back in the day, you know, when you used to have to go to church, or after you found consciousness, you know, every once in a while you find yourself back in church just to make sure that that's not the place you're supposed to be, and every once in a while it seems like the preacher talking right at you.
Yes, yes. Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah.
It seems like normally I'm such an outgoing person. I'm the person that people come to for advice, and I'm always lending an ear. And I've had a reading before. I've had a couple readings. I had the Akashic reading last year, and what's the other reading I had? It's the most popular.
The sacred session.
Yes, the sacred session, and it seemed like after I had the readings, like so many possibilities opened up to me, and it just seemed like I couldn't lose. And I moved in a new place in February, and it seems like my energy has just been getting bogged down. It just seems like I'm having so much opposition and like so many blockages coming. I just cannot get right. And I don't want to say it's because I moved over here, but I'm just not feeling this whole thing. Like, I don't know. When I moved out, it was just like such a gratifying thing for me, because it was like I was, you know, taking my independence back, it was just so wonderful. It just seems like, you know, like a month or so later, it's like I just can't get right. And I don't want to
No. Hear me with this. And I want to tell you, something, because this was a breakthrough for me. And this is going to be helpful, I know, to so many people. Hold on a second. I'm going to put you on just mute here because I'm getting a little static, just so everybody can hear, definitely so you can hear this. I want to tell you guys a story, and many of you who may not be familiar with this. And I hear you. I hear you in my heart. I hear you when you say you've done all of these things and it was so liberating. I want to take you back to the time. There was a time in my life, and I've talked about this on the show, where I had finally come to grips with accepting things as they were for me in my life. At the time, I was divorced, just purchased a new place, had an amazing job, and really felt that I had found myself. I had really made some good moves, some great decisions, and things were just in alignment for me, that I was really beginning to finally see clear, that things were clear. And very shortly, everything just seemed to crumble. Everything just seemed to fall apart. Like, everything started to fall apart. I lost my job. The new place I had purchased, I was about to lose that. In fact, I was a few steps from becoming homeless. And a few steps from becoming homeless. And this is where I came to the realization that nobody was coming to save me. I think I've told this story before, but I'll talk a little bit about it. I realized nobody was coming to save me, absolutely nobody. And I tried to go back and retrace my steps to say, what did I do to get here? What did I do from an honest place? What did I do wrong to get here? Because this is where our mind goes. What have I done wrong to get here? What have I done wrong to get here? And honestly, I couldn't find anything to attach it. Now, here's the revelation that came out of this. Because, see, I didn't have the remix. I didn't have the remix family to come to. I didn't have a Miss Blue at that time. Miss Blue was still developing herself. So I didn't really have a Miss Blue to talk to. Not like that. Here's what I realized. That I had to truly, if I truly have taken myself back, because that's ultimately what we're doing. We're taking ourselves back. And one of the things that I've been working on the last couple of days that I'm getting to know is that, and I'll share this with you guys later, but it's never about letting go. I realized that this whole thing of letting go is wrong. You can't let it go. But this is where our mindsets have been taught, and this is something even today that I've really pondered this. So this is really divine that you would call in with this particular message, because it was out of these things, out of these troubled times for me, that gave birth to all of these things that were happening that you guys now know me to be at this time. That it's not about letting go, but truly in my mind, I felt like I had to let these things go. And because I knew I wanted to let these things go, they all had to go. So that means that everything that was connected, the wonderful job, that means the brand new place I purchased, that means that had to go. We always have to be right. We have to be. The universe, the divine, whatever you choose to call it, you have to be right. And so I got to be right. And that part of me not wanting any of those things that I felt was those things that really was taking me into that dark place I didn't want to be a part of. I also forgot that in that dark place, I had this amazing job that I loved and that the people loved me. I enjoyed going every single day. It was there. This place that I purchased that I loved and I was so excited about and I was happy to finally have done this, that had to go too, because all of that was connected to letting go. So this place that you're in right now, it's time for you, and I'm going to bring you back on the line now so that we can talk. Let me make sure. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
This place that you're in, here's what's happened. You've let go of too much. Now it's time for you to stand up and stop running. Because letting go is moving away from. We know that this energy that's right here is about standing and being in the fire. The situation that you're in is a temporary situation. Immediately before I pulled, before I knew who was on the line, before I heard what you were going to ask me, I pulled a card from the Kim deck, and what came up was Love Begins. This is about higher knowing, and it's about inspired omens. The number one card in this deck is Know Your Magic. And I say that to you guys, not in some flip way, not because I think it's real sexy to just say Know Your Magic and I want to talk about the woo-woo. It's because this is something that I truly know without a shadow of a doubt. Knowing your magic is living with a purpose. And so what has happened for you right now is that you've let go of too much stuff. You've let go of way too much. So now it's time to stand up. It's time to stop running. And it's time to stand up and really begin to step into who you are. But the first thing that has to happen is forgiveness. Forgiveness. So let me ask you, what is forgiveness to you? What is forgiveness?
Forgiveness is, well, for me, it seems like I've been forgiving all of my life and not really honing. I know forgiveness is all about me, so I can heal myself.
No. I don't want you to tell me what you think it is. I want you to tell me what is forgiveness to you. Give me a sentence. What is forgiveness?
Forgiveness is I think forgiveness is taking the good with the bad and accepting things for what they are, and either loving it or leaving it alone. And when I say love it or leaving it alone, I mean people, places, things, situations.
Yeah. So, do you think you know how to truly forgive?
That's something that I've been contemplating a lot lately, because I've always thought of myself as not forgiving too easily, because I would like to think that that's in my nature, but I forget easily. I forget. And therefore, I allow things to repeat in my life because I forgive it, and I love so hard, and I guess deep down inside, I want to be accepted, so
yeah.
I continue to forgive, and I continue to be a doormat for certain things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your, and thank you for that honesty, your forgiveness has gotten you into this situation. And I know you can see that. Your forgiveness has gotten you into this situation, so you really got to change what you think forgiveness is. Because forgiveness has become a scapegoat to you. A scapegoat, like you said, so that you can be accepted. So really, forgiveness for you is acceptance. Now, when you say that together and you hear it now, it doesn't make sense that forgiveness is acceptance. This is how you become accepted, because you forgive. But the truth of the matter is you're really not forgiving at all. That's the truth. I know you want to hear the honesty in this so that you can move past this. The truth is you're not forgiving at all. You don't forgive. And you certainly don't forget. This is why these situations are repeating themselves, and the pain is there, and it comes back stronger and harder each time. because the memory is there. You cannot forget. Where do you think memory is? Where do you think memory is attached to? Where do you think your memory is? And this is a question I'll ask to everyone out there. Where is your memory? Where is your memory held at? Where is it held? Does anybody know?
In our emotions.
In your emotions. Where? I want you to tell me a part of you. You say emotion. Anybody else? Where is your memory? Some people say the memory is in the heart. Where else is the memory? Some people say memory is in the mind. I hear another heart.
The solar plexus.
Some people say in the solar plexus. Some people say every cell of your body. Some people say in the intracranial glands. Y'all are so amazing. I love the Remix family. You guys are amazing. Some people say in your blood, in your DNA. Where is memory? Memory is connected to the soul. This is where your memory is. You can't forget it. It travels with the soul. It's with your records. You can't forget it. So those of you who've had readings from me, when I go into your Akashic record readings, this is how I know, because it's in your memory. It travels with the soul. That's how I can read you. That's how they can be read.
Wow.
You can't get rid of memory. You can't. But I want you to stop fooling yourself into believing that you, and it sounds nice. I know you. You're an amazing, loving sister that really has the ability to really share and to teach and to love. I know this. But I don't want to fool you here. I would not be doing yourself well or me well to tell you that you are forgiving. The truth is, you're not a forgiving person at all. Period.
Wow.
You're not forgiving. You're not. So this is why the pain is there. Matter of fact, you're so much into not forgiving that you can't forget. You may fool yourself into believing you forgot, but you ain't forgot.
Just like a huge slap in the face.
Well, it should be a huge revelation, a beautiful one.
Well, that as well, but it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is it. This is why you're waking back up, because you're like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not forgiving. No, you're not forgiving. You're not. And I'm not telling you that you have to be. This is not coming from a position of judging. This is so you can begin to understand what's going on, so you can get yourself out of this circle jerk. The attention that you're wanting and the attention that you get, that you feel the acceptance comes from the forgiving, is setting you up for a false reality. So you got to come out of it. You'd be better off to say what you felt truly in your heart, which is, you hurt me, and I'm never going to forget this. I still love you. I still will be here for you. But I want you to know that you're not going to be able to keep hurting me, and I'm never going to forget the pain that you've given to me. That's the honest truth.
You are so right, Ms. Blue. And I think it's because I'm so afraid to be rejected that I bite my tongue, because I used to be a really outspoken person.
You still are.
And
you still are.
Yeah. I used to be, like, shunned. Like, I mean, people don't know how to take me. I can't win or lose no matter what I say.
One of the things that people would tell you is that you was cold-blooded. Have you heard that before?
Yes.
Cold-blooded. Cold heart, cold soul. So now it's time to heat shit up for real. So this is why the tears is coming, because it's trying to heat you up and get you out of being so cold-blooded. When your blood begins to heat up and you begin to get into this energy, then you begin to feel a whole lot of shit. See, when you cold-blooded, you ain't feeling nothing.
Wow. Never looked at it like that. And it's so true.
You understand? The solar plex has moved through the... you know what? Nancy Lockhart is in the house, you guys. Send her love. She is the country's leading top legal analyst. She just texted me something really quick. But I want to stay focused here just to let you guys know. The solar plex went through the sun. It heated up the soul. This is your soul heating up. This is this energy coming online. This is why Venus is in transit, because the soul is going through the sun. It's heating up. It's not cold anymore. So a lot of people have experienced a whole lot of emotions going on during this time of transition that you can't deny, that you can't deny this. No more souls on ice. It's waking up. It's becoming heated. So this is what's happening to you. Your solar plex, your soul, is getting heated. You're no longer cold-blooded. So now you're feeling these things in a very, very intense level. So all 12 strands of your DNA is online now. You're bringing your records online. You're bringing that memory back. You can't forget. You're not going to forget.
Ms. Blue.
Yes.
I just got chills that just ran all the way through my body. I was listening to a show one night, and Bobby was saying, listen to, I don't know if it was Bobby or Panic, probably both of them, was saying one night to listen to classical music in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that for the past week. And the dreams I've been having, I've been going to places where I had closed off and wanted to forget, and everything is like being dredged back up, and it's forcing me to face the music. That is so funny. That's a real revelation.
It's some real revelation, but I want you to stay present, because right now what you're trying to do is run. Because I just told you all of these things about your soul, and you went completely somewhere else. I just want you to make a mental note of that.
I don't know why I do that.
You understand what I'm saying? It's you still trying to be in that place of being cold-blooded. See, because you would have had to have given a response to what I just said. And so what happens is the player hater steps in and says, shut that down, go somewhere else with this. So I want you to really be present. You say that you want to move past this. You say that you really want to get out of this position. You say you really want to make these things come online for you. Then allow them to happen. Don't keep stopping them. Don't keep being cold-blooded. Allow yourself to feel. You want to be accepted? Then be who you truly are. Time is gone for cold-blooded. Time is gone for no forgiveness. Remember all of this. Because when you train your mind to forget, then you have no gratitude. You have no compassion. You have no love. It has nothing to attach itself to. So just that quick, as I've given you and we're here talking, you forgot what we were saying and you went somewhere else. So I want you to begin to recognize the pattern, because it showed itself right here for you, so you can get a prime example of how you've been in the place that you've been. And even though you moved, you know, it was Deion Sanders that said, "Will money change me? Well, it will change my address. It'll change this." Y'all remember that commercial that came out? So if I give you a brand new house to move into, and you bring all your old furniture and everything that was in your old house, have you really moved? You haven't moved. And so this is what's happened. You've moved from one spot to the other, but you've brought the same you at the same way of thinking, the same way of doing things into this new place, and now it's beginning to manifest itself again. So you've had these tools. You've had these readings. You've heard the talks from Bobby. You heard the talks from myself. You've even heard the talks from yourself. So now it's time to stop running. Know that Venus is in transition. Know that the solar plex is crossing the sun. This is time to stop being cold-blooded, to get into that energy. Allow yourself to feel and allow yourself to remember. You can't say that you want to get into all of these mystery systems and do this work and you want to forget. It becomes a contradiction. Remember for real. Stay present. Allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself to be in that place of honesty, and you will be accepted. But the first person that has to accept you is you, and you keep running from you. That's who you're running from, you. Nobody else but you.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, don't say I didn't tell you it was getting hotter, because it's coming. It's getting hotter. It's getting warmer and hotter. Know that that's happening every step of the way. So peace and love to you.
And thank you very much.
Stay present. Stay present. Peace and love.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful reflection for all of us. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, let's see what number you're calling in from. Area code 803. You're live in the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. Who's on the line? Tell us your greatest remix moment. By the way, we have Dr. U of U360 in the house. He is my brother. I love him so much. He does a lot of the holistic healing. He works with the brothers, the sisters. He has amazing products as well. Nancy Lockhart's in the house. The goddess Rainwater is in the house. Oh, my goodness. I could go on, but I just wanted to give those shout-outs really quick.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line? Who's on the line?
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Miss Blue. This is Jennifer from South Carolina.
Okay, greetings, Jennifer from South Carolina.
I was just calling to tell you thank you, because I think it was about 2 weeks ago I called in and you told me some things about myself and what I needed to kind of work on.
Okay, all right. That was on the show Things to Come, right? Things to Come?
Right. Well, we did the guided meditation.
Yes.
And all that. And you just told me a few things. And actually, after the show, I was kind of meditating on some things that you had told me. And a couple of days later, as I'm meditating, I just start to feel what's really going on with me come up to the surface. Mm. And when it came up, it was ugly. it was a really tough time for me emotionally, but I figured out what it was, and this low self-esteem and anxiety and depression, all those words have kind of been thrown around me since I was young, but what really came to the surface was hate, self-hate. And when it came up, that's when so many other revelations started coming to me, and I really feel like I've made more progress in the past 2 weeks than I've made in my entire life. You know, I started realizing that all these people that I'm always coming in contact with that I have a problem with, like you were telling the caller earlier, they're reflections of me.
Right.
And they're a part of me that I'm trying to purge. And I just wanted to thank you so much because I'm just happy to know now, truly know what it is.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you so much, Jennifer, for calling in and coming back and really giving that confirmation that has been so powerful. I'm sure it's going to help so many people. Thank you so much. That's beautiful. That's so beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. Let me ask you, what does compassion mean to you?
Compassion to me means just feeling compassionate for other people. I know when I go into relationships or friendships, I always want them to feel loved and feel accepted. And so that's my way of showing people compassion, maybe more compassion than what I feel like I'm shown.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always trying to give that.
Mm-hmm.
So
give that.
That's what it's always meant to me.
Right. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing what compassion is. So let me ask you, did you call in? Did you want a reading tonight, or you just wanted to call in and share that? Tell me your reasoning behind.
Oh, I wanted to share that, definitely, but I wouldn't mind having a reading either, so.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Well, one of the things that I want to tell you, what came up for you at this particular time is Stand Your Ground. It's card number 37 in the Kim deck. And it's about rising, it's about asking for help, and it's about taking small steps. And I want to tell you this. For you, the number one thing that I want you to focus on is compassion. But I want you to have this compassion, and I'll say this again, and I said this earlier for one of the other callers, is that compassion is really about communication past the passion. You're actually getting to sort of the root cause of what's going on. You're communicating past the passion. And for you, the hardest thing, Jennifer, is that you don't have compassion for yourself. So how can you give what you don't give to yourself?
Exactly.
You see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How can you give that when you don't give it to yourself? So I really want you to work on those things. I want you to stand your ground. I want you to stand firm and really practicing compassion with yourself. With yourself. Practicing those things of compassion with yourself. I want you to take that statement of compassion, write it down. Write that statement of compassion. And then I want you to begin to really force yourself to go outside of that.
Okay.
To really push those limits when it comes to yourself of having compassion for yourself, you know, tapping into that energy of having compassion for yourself and really recognizing that you're going through your journey. It's time for you also to get into the energy of clean house. Clean house. Mm-hmm. Stop falling for the okie doke. You know, I see all this okie doke stuff coming up for you and you fall for it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Clean house, you know, release those things from yourself, people, places, things, get into the corners, you know, just begin to work with that energy and release those things from yourself. You need to do it. Stop falling for the okie doke. You're so much better than that. But have that compassion for yourself first. And then you'll be able to give it to others.
Okay.
Then you'll be able to give it to others, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, peace and love. It's so good from hearing from you, Jennifer. Write that letter of compassion to yourself. I want you to write a letter of compassion to yourself. Put some universal energy on it. Send it out into the universe. You know, send it out into the universe. What I want you to do is write that letter, mail it to yourself. When that letter comes back, I want you to read it. And once you've read it, I want you to sign it. And I want you to sit it inside of a bowl of water. Sit it inside of a bowl of water. What that water is going to do is to allow that compassion to flow through. Know that you're going to get tested on standing your ground. Stop falling for the okey-doke. You know the okey-doke when it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
When Brothers is coming up to you with this old okey-doke stuff, stop falling for that. You ain't got to fall for that no more. You know, I want you to get into some root chakra stuff. So I want you to sit that letter in that water, sit it in the water for a couple of days, and then I want you to pour it out into the ground as it dissolves. Let that letter sit into the water until it dissolves, and then pour it into the water. Yes.
Okay. Good. Thank you so much, Miss Lou. You've helped me so much.
Mm-hmm. It's on its way. Know that the okie doke is coming again. It may even come tonight. Don't fall for the okie doke.
I won't.
All right.
I know it now. So thank you.
All right. Peace and love to you, Jennifer. Thanks for coming.
Peace and love to you, too.
All right, you guys, we have about 8 minutes left to go. I see all of your hands up. We're going to keep going all the way until we can get into the after hours. And I just want to say to you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You have about 8 minutes to try to get in. I don't know if the phone lines are full or not, but try to get in. But I want to tell you guys now, I want to give a big shout out for this show, Esther, who's been holding it down on Twitter over there, for everybody on Twitter, and Sister Munya, who's been holding it down over here in the chat room, and to all of you guys listening with your feedback. I'm in the chat room. I see what you're writing. I see the conversation. I know you guys are very much engaged. I know those of you who have the Kim deck, I know all of you guys who's had the Kim deck is going to... I know all of you guys who have the Kim decks, I know you've been pulling your cards out there, and I know you've been coming up with all of these things, coming up with your own readings with that, and that's what it's for. Use that deck. Get into it. You know, really get into that energy. Don't forget, question, QUESTION, the number 4blue at gmail.com. The class is going to start. I'm only taking a limited number of people. This is not a trick. Understand. I know how in-depth we're going to be, and I need only 25 people. If this is something you're being moved to do, send your emails over. We'll be doing a blue blast call. Look out for the call and response that will be posted on Facebook, Twitter, and everywhere else sometime on Tuesday or Wednesday. Haven't sure. I'm going to see where Spirit moves me. And again, we're going to be doing another blue blast call on that day. We'll see how that's going to go. Lots of things going on. Don't forget, Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be making his way to the ATL. Brother Panic will be hosting him. You can contact Brother Panic at AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. Do that. If you want to get a reading, because know that what I'm giving you here, these are, I guess we can call them mini readings. They're mini readings, but they're very profound readings. But to really get an in-depth reading, to have a session one-on-one with me where we can actually begin to spend our sacred time, email me as well. And Sister Munya will get you all set up, and we will do that as well. So I want to see what's going on Twitter. I'm going to be checking that out. Don't forget, for you guys, check out the Sister Rainwater. You guys know she has all of those things, candles, clothes, jewelry, anything that you can do, badass crystals, crystal jewelry, rings, all of that. It's there. It's so many brothers and sisters in the community. Dr. Yu is in the house. It's time for him to come back on. I've told him that. So we'll see when he has some time that he can stop by the Remix and come do a show with us. But we want to have Dr. Yu back in the house. U360 Health. He does the holistic healings. He is my brother. I've known Dr. Yu for a long time. You guys know, even what you hear in the beginning, that jingle that you love so much of the Remix, that was done by Dr. Yu as well, too. And so all of his products, all of his services that he has, along with his amazing queen, which is Dr. Chardet, who does some amazing work there in the Maryland, D.C. area as well. So we have all of these people that are here, brothers and sisters, we're committed to our work. We're committed to everything that we do. These are brothers and sisters in their own right that have been teachers to me, helped me on my path. And I'd like to think that I've helped them as well. And we share this energy together. Reach out to them. Be a part of it. It's so much work that we need to get done. And yet at the same time, we can have fun and we can do it in such a loving way. So, yeah, just wanted to put that out there and love to you guys. So we got some amazing shows coming up. I got some people coming that's going to be coming back. Don't forget to download. Don't forget to download, you guys. This show is free. All the shows that you hear that I'm doing for you guys is free. I'm so excited. The Kundalini Lab is going to be open. We're going to be doing classes. Oh, my goodness. Kim Business is the first class that we're going to be doing. It is the business of the self, and know that we're going to be getting into it. The only thing that is required is that you get the Know Your Magic deck, because this is going to keep your magic current. Current. It's going to keep it current. It's going to keep it in the now for you now. You know, Nancy is off the chain tonight. If you guys... She said she's so tired of hearing the man on Blog Talk Radio say, "Thank you for calling. The show is full." I know. I'm so sorry, Nancy. I'm so sorry. You guys know Nancy Lockhart. She is the country's leading legal analyst. And anytime you want to know what to do to keep your ass from getting locked up, you better get with Nancy Lockhart. She has an amazing book with some great tips in it. She gets right to the point. It's not something that you're going to have a legal degree to read. She gets to the point. She hits it. She tells you exactly what you need to do, and you can go for it. So definitely make sure that you reach out to her. Get that book. If you know someone that's having some legal problems, it's a book that you need to keep in your house like you keep a first aid, you know? Like you keep first aid, you need to keep that book in your house. You need to have that book. What to do if your ass gets locked up? And you can just go to www.nancylockhart.net and you can find out all the information about Nancy Lockhart, the cases that she's working on, all of those things. Mm-hmm. Yes, the cases she's working on, all of the legal work. She has a show right here on Blog Talk Radio as well, too, that you can check it out. So, you guys, let's do that. We're going to keep going. We're about to get into the after hours. I want to say peace and love. Peace and love. To everyone out there, you guys, if you like the show, you know what I want you to do. I want you to leave some comments. Leave them all over the universe. Leave them in all different spaces so that we can hear these comments. I want to hear that. I want to hear your feedback on the shows that we have. If you like it, go over to Facebook and like it. I'm laughing at Esther. She's battling it out with someone on Twitter. So, you know, this is what I want you guys to do. Like it. Leave me a message. Leave me a comment over there. So... You guys are too much. Don't forget, if you got your Kim deck, I want you to get over there, www.missblueblast.com/cards. Leave a comment. Leave a comment. Tell us what you're doing with your Kim deck. We want to hear about it. I want to hear more about those things that's going on with the Kim deck and what you guys are out there doing. So we're going to keep going. we're going to keep going because I see so many hands up. I don't even know if we can get to all of them, but we're going to try. Much love, warm spirit. Also, by the way, you guys, don't forget Elder Haru, the Hetepu Network. We are coming into the time. He did an amazing show for us a couple of years back. You can go back, Haru Alke Bulan, Siba Haru, that took us into the summer solstice, understanding what that is. Hopefully, we'll have him coming back on too soon. So lots of calls. Bilal the Experience coming back on. Oh, Brother Panic, the movie shows are going to be coming back up, and we're looking to do that next week. So Brother Panic hit me up. He's hyped about it. You got those movies out there. You guys need to do it. Get to it. We are in the time. Don't forget to get into Langston Hughes, A Dream Defer. It's a reminder to all of us to keep moving. We have to be like Venus, because if you take a raisin and you leave it in the sun, it will begin to dry up. It will begin to fester like a sore. It will begin to stink like rotten meat. So Langston Hughes taught us what we need to begin to do with our dreams. Let's not become Cain and Abel. Don't let Cain kill your ability to do what you need to do. It's a message for all of us here. Know that when we're doing these readings, it is our reflection. So much love, peace and love to everyone. Much love, warm spirit. We're going to keep going. We're in the after hours. After hours. After hours of the remix. Got to put this in the chat room, you guys. Love you guys out there. So let's keep going. We're going to go to the next caller. And gosh, where was I? I think the next caller was calling in from area code 419. 419, you're live in the remix.
Yes. This is Victor from Toledo, Ohio.
Greetings.
419, how are you?
Greetings, Victor. How are you?
All right. I'm up here eating some melons. I was just listening. I wasn't really expecting to hear, but I'm on. And what I would like to know is what's really blocking me now?
Victor. Mm-hmm. Victor. What's blocking you now?
Or what's your best advice now?
Well, you know, I don't give out advice.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I don't really do advice.
Well, what do you feel the spirit that I need to hear now? Or I'm just flowing, you know.
Victor is out of control. All right, Victor.
You know what? That's probably the biggest lesson right there. I'm out of control. I need maybe get discipline or something. Or
yeah, Victor, we need to get some discipline in there. All right, Victor. Victor.
Well, I can't wait for that Kim deck.
You ordered it. Yes, it'll be on its way. It mm-hmm. certainly will. It certainly will. I want you to pick a number between 1 and 100 for me, please, Victor.
Well, my number is 2 today.
Your number is 2. All right, Victor. So you want to know what's blocking you.
Yes.
And I hear something in the background, Victor. You got mute?
Oh, let me turn this TV off. Okay. Thank you for your patience. Okay.
All right, Victor. So you want to talk about what's blocking you. A couple of things that's blocking you. And I want to start in one of the most honest places. And I want you to begin to think about an incident that took place with you, I'm going to say, maybe about 6 years ago. Does that...
Okay.
Do you remember having something happen six years ago?
There's so many things. Probably the biggest thing... years ago.
Let me kind of give you an indication of where I'm going with this 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. It would have something to do with the law and legal things. Spirit is showing me these scales here. So I know whenever I see these scales and I see these bars, whenever I'm going to tell you something else, whenever I see, and Nancy's probably going to be blown away. She's not even on the phone. But whenever Nancy Lockhart's name comes up to me, bing, it instantly reminds me of the law.
Interesting. Well, you're good. You're good. Because I think I feel what the spirit might be indicating. Yes, I was involved in an incident in which basically my intuition told me not to get involved, but I went over a friend's house.
It's
and
okay.
Even though I know this friend, you know, I'm completely honest. You know, I face, you know, I let it out. And, you know, that's, I guess that's maybe why I get, well, anyway, the bottom line, I went over a friend's house. And I was just sort of fascinated. He had a big screen TV. And I mean, it's one of these TVs bigger than his own apartment. And I was just fascinated. Wow, how'd you get the TV? And he told me he got it off of, he's doing some illegitimate things, and he got the TV extremely cheap. And, you know, my intuition told me not to go there, but I did, just because I was only going to stay for a few minutes, and while I was staying there for a few minutes, he got raided. That caused me a lot of problems. And it's so interesting that you bring that up, because, I want to go into this new job. I'm a retired teacher, teaching science as a man. And although I'm working in the community now, dealing with children who are having problems with science and math, and trying to tell these kids to do, one of the things I'm telling them now is that really listen to yourself, be careful of the people you hang out with. You know, I was trying to do some part-time work at this casino, and a lot of friends of mine were saying, well, you don't even need to do that. Why don't you do something? But I said, well, I want the extra cash, and it sort of fascinates me. But they recently told me that I'm not, apparently there's something, is because of this incident in the background, that they're not going to hire.
Right.
And I said, wow, you know.
Yeah.
It sort of disturbed me.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't mean to cut you off, but
okay.
I want us to stay there. And thank you for your honesty, because that was the first thing that Spirit brought up, and that was the first thing that I seen, that it had something to do with this incident. Now, a couple of things. When you say, you know, what you said right now, what's blocking me? Two things. The number one thing that is blocking you is that I want you to begin to embrace what happened, this situation, and it's not for you to be, I'm not asking you to tell it here, but
yeah,
I want you to
we,
be,
we were talking about sacred reading, but that's way in November. So
right, yes. I want you to be completely honest with yourself about what really happened there.
Because
you and I both know what really happened there.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Okay.
And so this is what Spirit is saying. What's blocking you now is not so much of what happened, because this isn't about what we would call a perfect life, making the right choices or the right. It's not about that. This is not the point I'm coming to you from.
Oh, it isn't?
No. Okay. No. It's not about that. Mm-mm. It's not about that. Mm-hmm. But what has happened in your life that you have judged so many damn people? That judgment you sent out is hitting your ass so hard right now, you can hardly see straight. Does that make sense?
A lot of sense, Ms. Blue.
Yeah. That's what it is.
What's the solution?
The solution is, first, I need you to absorb what it is. Stop running from it. Stop running from it. Because this is not even about what took place. It's about what you truly believe, what you truly believe in your heart. And what Spirit is saying, this is about you getting out of that place of judgment. Again, believe it or not, the number one thing that is hardest for you is forgiveness.
Mm. I heard what you were saying earlier.
This is it, Victor. If you can get this, forgiveness. You can't forgive. I have met some amazing brothers and sisters, and I love you guys because I truly can see you at the spirit of where you are, but y'all are some cold-blooded people.
Sister, I forgive, but I can't forget.
No. You're not really forgiving. That's what you tell yourself. You don't have to forget. Forgetting is not hating. Who wants you to forget? You're not supposed to forget. Forgiveness is not about the other person. It's about you. And what has happened is because you've done so much judging, you've done so much not forgiving, that now you're in a situation where you need people to honestly do this for you. And it seems like they can't. And this is the universe way of telling you, pay attention, Victor. It's because you're not doing it. You don't believe it. So how can you expect it to happen when you don't believe it?
Thank you.
So let me be the first to tell you, I forgive you. Truly forgive you. Honestly forgive you. And it's real. It's real. I don't judge you based upon none of that that happened. I don't judge you for any of it. So now you've got it honestly. Receive it, and all of these doors will open back up for you. But until you can get into that place where you can truly forgive, because forgiveness is about you. It's not about the other person.
Sister Blue, but let's keep it real. It's very difficult for a human prayer. And I know I'm work, I want to work on it, but even I deal with this. Isn't it so difficult to just forgive?
No,
especially when you have
it's not difficult to forgive when you know that your ass is a part of it. It's only when we judge we can't forgive, because we can't see ourselves playing any kind of role in the situation. But if you knew that you played a part in it, then it's easy to forgive.
Then a part of me just wants to say, well, I just leave everybody alone. Just deal with just
no,
the
no,
family.
No, no, no,
since,
no.
Since
no,
I'm part
no.
of every decision, the problem, let me just leave people alone. I just
no,
deal
no,
with
no.
you professionally.
No, no, no. No, no, no. Let me tell you. Because, see, that's your characteristics. You like, you're a runner. You're a runner. Damn it, you need to be in the Olympics. We'd win a gold medal every time. You're a runner. Don't run. Stand. Stand still. Don't run. Don't run. Stop running. It is easy to forgive if you realize that what you're honestly doing is setting yourself free and not the other person. But if you think that by forgiving somehow you're hurting, you're holding on to the other person, you'll never get it. You're not forgetting so that they can change. You're not forgetting so they could go outside and a bus hit their ass. You're not forgetting so some shit can happen to them. You are forgetting so you can free that energy up from yourself. We don't get to call ourselves the gods and goddesses walking on the planet and saying that we can do all of this magical shit. But yet when something happens to us, then all of a sudden we are the victim. Stop.
Apply what we know, huh?
That's it. Stop playing victim. Stop being the victim. It's not a good look for you. You don't even like being the victim. So stop playing the role of the victim. Because everything that you wish has happened to the other person is happening to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Victor,
mm-hmm.
I'm not done. Stop running. I'm not
okay.
done.
Okay.
You called. You asked for it.
And I want it. Bring it on.
So.
Bring it on.
Honestly, Victor, it's about you taking an opportunity to, one, stop judging. Stop judging yourself. Stop judging others. Recognizing that victim, being the victim, is you. Stop drinking your own whole weekend. Yeah. Don't you love
you
this?
Almost said something else, too.
I almost said something
but
else.
It's not the time and place, but you keep it real, and I'm keeping it real with you, too. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Stop drinking your own poison.
Okay.
And love. And just get in that place of love. That's what I want for you. I want you to get in that place of love, and I want you to go back. I want you to download the show that I did on Friday night, The Energy, do that meditation of the sacral chakra. Begin to open yourself up.
Oh, I did
up.
That, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes. I want you to do it again. Do it again.
Okay.
Do it
One
again.
One more thing,
yes.
If you're not done. I was wondering, you told me about Sachet. And I've been trying to work real hard. You know, that was it's very interesting how you had picked that up. And
yeah.
Do you remember that time it was on your...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was wondering, is there anything more that I can do except maybe, you know, what I do in my little rituals, I just, you know, I feel I say, well, Sachet, is there anything I need to know? And sometimes I pick up an answer, sometimes I don't. Is there anything I can do to maybe increase my affinity with her besides looking up that she's into just... Because I know it's even stuff that I was reading that she was very much into reading, picking up information, measurements, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But sometimes she really didn't focus on things that were outside of that, that you have to take in the right side of the brain, get into feelings... as opposed to logic.
Right.
I guess I'm answering my own question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, listen, no. I'm gonna tell you, but no, you're right on track. That's what I want you to do.
Okay.
Give
okay.
some more energy to really understanding the story and the mythology, and
okay.
then allowing things to happen organically.
Okay.
Allowing it. Print a picture of her out if you have it. If you don't have Brother Hemet's picture packet, it's in there. The goddess Shaset also carries the five-pointed star.
Yes.
She carries like a wand and a star. And this is truly where we got the fairy tales from. So what I want you to do is this is how you can begin to get into the correspondence.
Okay.
Start studying these fairy tales, the fairy godmother with the wand. And I want you to begin to look at some of the signs and symbols in there. In these fairy tales, read these fairy tales over because it's a lot that can be learned. They got these fairy tales from our ancient Kemetic science. You can actually go to the website. This is one of my favorite websites, and it's called wow, just that quick, I forgot it.
That's all right. I'm flowing. Go.
I got to think of the website anyway, but I want you to begin to get into some of the stories and some of the mythologies, you know, begin to read sort of like the Book of Dead or the Book of Tahuti, some of these stories at Scribe. What is it called? Scribe. Somebody help me out. What's the website? Oh, gosh, I can't even think of it. My mind is really on a different dimension here at this time. But it'll come back to you or me, and I will email it to you. But I wanted to put it out for everybody here.
Yes.
I'll get the website soon. And really begin to... No, that's not it. But close transform, that's not it. I'll think of the website and I'll get it. But begin to start studying these stories, looking at some of the fairy tales, reading these fairy tales, particularly those that involve the wand, which has a lot to do with the fairy godmother and that particular energy. Because even for you, Victor, and I know we have a session coming up soon, so we won't go too much here.
Okay.
But this is important for you to know because I need you to redefine this connection you have between your mother and you.
Lord, you bless, and I'm blessed to have the opportunity to talk to you. That is a big issue now.
Yes, yes.
My mother wanted me to go a certain direction, and you know, I did, and I'm glad that I did finish. You know, I actually have an MD degree.
Yes,
but that was not what I wanted to do. I didn't enjoy it. I learned that much in medicine to know that in fact, I teach everybody this: that find what you truly enjoy doing, even if it's to sweep dirt out of the corner room.
That's right. That's right.
You know, And it was just not what I wanted to do. So I chose to go another way,
mm-hmm.
which is in education. But, you know, with all the financial problems that's getting ready to come down with teachers, et cetera, maybe that's what I think is the issue with my mother. I mean, one time she said a couple of things. Again, being completely honest, I'm sure other people have gone through this too. You know, when a friend of mine who did finish medical school, he got married, he came over, and he just bought a brand new house. And my mother said something that embarrassed me so. It hurt when she said,
yeah.
"Well, you know, Dave, you got your life so well together. You're married, you're doing this and that, and here I am, you know, basically struggling."
Mm-hmm.
And it just sort of. My friend,
yeah.
he laughed. He said, "Man, I ain't gonna never come over your house no more." I felt, it's like she didn't see what she was doing. And again, maybe this is my perception of what happened. But like you said, I will work on really. And we having some issues now that are just. If we talk about judgment, I see her doing things that. Being lenient with other people who have a certain challenges in their family that keeps coming up. And I say, well, if I was you, if that person doesn't want to do what they do, get rid of them but then she comes back to me and says, well, you're not a mother, you know. And then after all, what some of the things you did in your past? And I said, well, if you had been hard on me like dad, maybe I wouldn't have, you know. I feel what you're saying. We can go into more detail.
You.
I don't want to hold everybody else up, but
that's okay. No. We're all learning from this, but
okay.
And I'll leave you with this one last thought. I know we covered a lot here,
yes.
But I'll leave you with this: don't become your mother. Don't become your mother.
Learn to accept people as they are. I understand. It's difficult. Sometimes I see the solution is something. And I see what you need to do. And, okay, I feel you.
I don't want you to feel me.
Okay,
I want you to feel you.
Well, yeah, I feel what you're saying. That's,
yes,
yeah, I know.
Yes.
And it's.
I don't want you to run. I want you to hold that thought, and I want you to just really begin to just work with that energy that we covered here tonight.
Yes,
that's what's blocking you, and
okay.
You can move past this. You can, so you can get back to your real work, your passion, and your love. So I wish you nothing but love, and we will talk soon. So peace and blessings.
Thank
Hold
you.
Up.
Peace and blessings to you. Peace and success.
Thank you. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. We're going to continue. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 504. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Tiffany calling from Harvey.
Okay. Greetings to you, Tiffany from Harvey. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. What is... what is one of your greatest remix moments?
I basically listen to you on and off, but I'm usually asleep around this time when the show is going on, but I hear a lot of the things, and I've spoken to you in the past through Jerome.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for that. And so, what is your question tonight?
My question is, I've been picking up some type of, I don't know if it's an energy or a vibe. I have court on Monday about my business, and I'm just trying to really get direction as to how to handle it on Monday.
Okay, all right, beautiful. A couple of things I want you to do for me, Tiff, because immediately when I got into your energy, my throat started to close up. Now,
mm-hmm.
I want you to understand what the throat is. This is our portal of communication. This is communication, how we communicate with ourselves, how we communicate with others, how we communicate in relationships, how we communicate to the universe. This is communication. You said that you have a situation dealing with some legal things that's coming up on Monday. You can't let your throat close up on you. You have got to be able to speak and know your truth. It is the place where we know our truth, where we can begin to articulate, communicate through body language, through everything when it comes. So I don't want you to begin to get into that energy, because now you are feeling like you're already defeated. I want you to pick a number for me between 1 and 100, please.
7.
The number 7. Magical number 7. Okay. Thank you for that. So now, let's talk about what needs to happen. Ooh, we don't have much time. Let's talk about what needs to happen here. So I'm going to say this very quickly. If we get cut off, I want you to email me as well. But I want you to think about this. I need you to change your perception. What's blocking you right now is your perception. This is where your keys of life is going to be. I want you to really get into using discernment. When you get ready to go into this court, and a lot of the details, I'm not going to be able to go into them right here, right now, but I think you'll get what I'm saying. It's going to have a lot to do with basically what you know. What you know. You understand? You're going to be tested on what you know. So you have got to be the subject matter expert in what you know. And this is going to be key. It has to be a difference between what you know at the time that this happened and what you now know. You have got to show that you've learned something that you did not know at the time that something happened. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
It does.
This is where the turning point for you is going to be, is that you need to do. I need you to wear something orange. So go find you a nice orange flower. Put that on your suit that you're going to wear, your outfit you're going to wear. Put you a nice orange flower on. You need to carry you some orange in there with you. But I want you to also get into understanding this perception. And I want you to be very, very articulate in how you communicate what you've known. You're in the position of the student, and that's how you're coming. So think of this not so much like you're going to court or you're going to class, but you like you're going somewhere to learn. So this is about paying attention, being fully present in the moment, not missing anything, being 100% present. But you have to begin to recognize that what you knew at one time, at the time that it happened, that what you now know is different. That your level of understanding is different. Communicate from that place of thought, that place of truth from in you. This is about you facing your fears and paying attention to signs. Because Spirit is saying that we've been trying to communicate these things to you, but you have not paid attention to them. So pay attention to it. Feel your spirit. Really get into communication. Don't go in with the attitude of defeat.
Okay.
Don't, because you sound defeated right now. You can't. You come in with that energy, then what you think is going to happen, that's what's going to happen. Don't do it. Change your perception. Know the outcome that you want to have. Begin to write that out. Begin to visualize how you want to feel after this is over. Stay in that moment. But recognize, be very clear about your communication, about what you thought something was at the time that something happened and what you thought it to be now. And be able to articulate the difference of what you now know.
Right. I've been feeling that as well. And that was my approach that I was going to take, and that I know now that that's definitely the route that I need to take. And it has been a lesson that I have learned deeply, and I know what not to do and how to handle it from, you know, from the time it happened. So I know the energy, I think it's taking a toll on me, and now that it's getting so close, I've just been feeling, you know, different. But I know talking to you, it made me, you know, it's given me more energy to really, you know, keep on fighting.
Yes.
Even after Monday is over.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And know that and just really begin to pay attention to those signs and symbols. Here's another thing that I want to tell you, that my father told me this, and this is a lesson I never forgot. He's told me so many. Worry when you have to.
Okay.
Save all of that energy for when you need to worry. You don't need to worry right now. You need to take care of what you need to take care of and make sure that you're paying attention to signs and symbols and really beginning to really think everything through from your heart, not your mind. Think it through from your heart.
Okay.
Yes, yes. And I really, really see these things really working out in your favor. How could it not? How could it not? So you're not defeated. Don't go in with that attitude. Worry when you have to. Save the energy for worry. There are situations that we need to worry in. You're not in a situation you need to worry. So why give all of this energy now? Don't do it. It's a waste of time. I need you to open up your throat chakra. That means when you get ready to take a shower tonight, get in the shower, and I want you to sing as loud as you can, hum as loud as you can. I want you to open up that portal in your throat, because this is the place where all of your communication is coming from, and it's shutting down. So open it back up. Open it back up. Speak your truth. Face your fears and communicate that. Make sure you pay attention to signs and symbols, because they're all around you. They're coming to you. So peace and love. Everything's going to work itself out. You'll see that. You'll see that. So definitely make sure you come back and let us know as well.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One more thing, Tiff. One more thing that comes up is that you may be doing the same thing, but in a completely different way. So just be prepared for that.
Okay.
All right.
You say in a different way?
In a different way than you was doing it before. Things can never stay the same because you know something different now. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You don't want to do the same thing. You don't want to do that. You don't. So there you go. Thank you for calling in. Peace and love to you.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Beautiful, you guys. I have no clue how much time we have left, but we're just going to keep going and until it is time that we have no more time. So I'm so glad you guys are here with me. I see you still hanging in there. How's Twitter doing? I haven't been over there to Twitter, but how's Twitter doing? I'm going to have to check on you guys over there. I know Esther's holding it down as well. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 770. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Natasha. I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, greetings.
How are you?
I'm good. Greetings, Natasha from Georgia. Yes. Tell us your greatest remix moment.
Oh, wow. It's been a while since I listened in. But I will say that every single time I've ever listened in, I've learned something. I don't even know if I can just come up with one thing.
Beautiful. That's good enough for me. Beautiful. Beautiful. So what brings you to call in tonight?
Well, I wanted to see if I could get a reading. I have two things that were that have kind of been going on with me, and I'm really focused on a business that I'm kind of restructuring now, and I have this strong desire to launch it, but not here in Georgia where I stay. I really want to do it in a different state, but it seems like with the way things are going through everything financially and with getting jobs and stuff while I'm restructuring my business, it's just not quite working out. So I'm just curious to see what you get.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay, all right. Couple of things. You're thinking about launching this business, but you don't want to launch it in Georgia. You want to take it to another, I want to make sure I have your question right. You want to take it to another state and launch it there because you feel like you'll get better support than the support that you have around you, correct?
Right.
Okay. And is one of these I don't know. I'm kind of picking up some weird energy. Is one of the places you thought about launching this is I get something on the East Coast, then I get something on the West Coast. I kind of see you kind of all over the place with where you may want to go with this. Is that true?
I kind of know where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sold on going towards the West Coast.
Towards the West Coast. Okay, so you want to go out there in California?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I kind of got that, but at one time, did you ever think about somewhere on the East Coast?
I was just confused at one point.
Okay, so fair enough to say yes, you did at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the West Coast is where you're thinking about going out there. Does it have something to do with food?
No, it's about I have a healing business. That's mainly focused on, like, energy healing and kind of, like, life coaching type of work.
I don't know why I see food around you. I see food. I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with what you're doing now, but I see food. Okay, and you want to know, tell me your question again.
I'm working on this. I'm working on a business where it's my spirituality and healing business, and I've had a hard time with really trying to get it started. And I've tried to launch before, things didn't work out, so I kind of had to stop and go through a lot of changes spiritually. And I've been wanting to move for a while now, but it's just been, I've kind of been in the standstill space, like getting a job has been challenging, and I'm just not in a place to move, but I don't feel, I guess, in my heart that Georgia's where I'm going to be doing this work, but I might be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to understand, like, what am I missing or, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I will tell you is that you're definitely a perfect candidate to sign up for the Kim Business Class, definitely, to do that. So that may be something you want to think about. One of the things, I'll give you a couple of things for you to begin to start on. The first thing is you want to do this business, but you say you want to put this first, but you don't want to put this first. It's kind of like you want to do the business and you want to step out and you want to do this, but you want to step out and be safe. And I get that. I get that to some degree. First, I want you to pick a number for me between 1 and 100, please.
10.
You have the number?
Oh, 10.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, what I'm picking up from you is that you're still confused about this. This still is not clear for you at all. Still not clear. You're still confused
mm-hmm.
about what you want to do, how you want to do it, where you want to do it, and how you're going to do it. You're still confused with it. So, this is time for you to really get into that energy of listening to your heart. Listening to your heart versus listening to your mind. And so, does it mean that you won't start the business? No. Does it mean that you can start the business? You can do that anytime that you want. But you're still confused about it. And because you're confused about it, it's really not a lot of places for you to go. Go with it. And this is what I want to tell you. In your heart of hearts, this is what's honestly the blockage for you. And this has pretty much been the theme for this evening. So if you've been listening this evening, it's been a divine appointment. And this is truly, truly about you wanting to be accepted. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
It does.
Yeah. This is what I want you to begin to take a look at this, because this is going to help you to clear up these blocks, and then you'll be able to see this, the business, everything will come together so clear. And you will really begin to recognize that even though moving out west, moving to California may be the ideal place for you to begin to do your business, that you can actually do it anywhere. and it will work. Why? Because you will be working. So a lot of these principles, when it comes to you getting yourself into that position of the acceptance, because this has to do mainly, I'm going to tell you this, this has mainly to do with your last relationship. Does that make sense?
Interesting. Okay.
Does that make sense?
I can see how that can make sense.
It has to do with that, because this is when you finally came to the realization that you said no more.
Yeah.
You're at the point now where you said no more, no more. This is it. No more. I'm not doing this again, ever again. I'm not doing it. So you kind of got this attitude. You know how us women, we say, us sisters, you know, when our man makes us mad, we go get our fuck 'em dress and we put it on.
Right.
That's kind of where you are. You got the fuck 'em. I got my fuck 'em dress on. I'm going out here, fuck 'em. I'm doing my own thing. I'm doing me now. This is all about me, 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 which is a great place to be. It's very liberating. It's very freeing. But one of the things, and tell me your name one more time.
Akasha.
Akasha, one more thing you forgot to do, Akasha. You forgot to put the bag down. So you got your fuck'em dress on, but you got all these bags. You know how Erica Badu sings about the bag lady carrying all them damn bags? That's you. You can't go nowhere because you got all these damn bags. You're carrying around stuff. Some of it belongs to you, and some of it don't. Some of it don't belong to you. You spent a lot of time investing in a lot of things and doing a lot of things only to get to the point where you've become so heavy and so weighed down with these bags that you can't move. It tires you out. It tires you out. I want you to go back to your childhood. And I want you to begin to think about when you were in middle school, because this is a good place for you. And I want you to begin to think about how you didn't really have a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. And you sort of was like this, the odd one, the odd girl. And as time persisted, that didn't really change for you. You still kind of stayed the odd one. And so as you got older, you started to recognize who you were. You came into the position where you went from being the odd one to now wanting to be the superstar. So a big part of what has happened, it's them same little nasty little girls who made fun of you in middle school and said things. You've become that girl on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've separated yourself in places you don't need to be separated. Just by having this come up at this time, it's really a great breakthrough for you, because you can see it. You can see it. You can see how you've carried that for so long that now you've become what you at one time once hated.
Mm-hmm.
And you abandoned that beautiful, loving, innocent girl who really just loved people, loved life, and just wanted to be happy. You do know that you got to go back and get her, right?
I've been on so many little journeys. I guess this wouldn't hurt to do this one, too.
Yeah, but you got to go back and get her for real.
Yeah.
You got to get her for real this time. You got to go get her. because this person that you've become on the inside, and this is one of the things that I talked about, Akasha, earlier. I talked about, where are you sourcing your power from? See, you're still sourcing your power from all of this rejection you got of being the odd one. And so what has happened is that you've built all of these beautiful things with all of these not so beautiful things on the inside. So the picture looks nice. Have you ever been to somebody's house and it looks so nice on the outside? You'd be like, ooh, I just want to go in that house. I know, that's a beautiful house. And then you open the door and you're like, ooh, not so much. So this is where you are. It's time for you to clean house. Do that work that you have for others, which is so amazing, which is going to be life-changing for so many people. Do that work on you, because deep down, still inside, you are feeling rejected, and there's no reason for you to feel rejected. You don't need to carry that pain from the past in order for you to keep moving forward. So what is happening now is you're creating these situations so that you can source your power to keep going. But what has happened is you've ran out of shit. You can't source from anything.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about you tapping in for real. So one of the things that you can begin to do is go back over the course, I'm going to say, of 20 days. Take yourself into a meditation. Greet yourself back at that time when you were in middle school. Allow yourself to know that you're safe, that you're loved for, that you're cared for. Create a garden. Create a very magical space for yourself. No people, no animals. If you want to bring something there, allow the butterflies, but have plenty of flowers there. Know that this healing business that you have is for you, and you are the owner and you are the client. You're the owner and the client. Take yourself back to this place. Allow yourself to know that you're loved. Allow yourself to know that you have been accepted. You don't have to talk about any of those things that happened during that time, but just take yourself back. Make sure there's water there. Make sure it's in the summertime. Lots of transformation takes place in the summertime. And then each time that you come out of this meditation, write these things down. This has been done since the beginning of time. It's not something that anybody owns ownership to. But so many people have found their transformation in this. When you come out of that meditation, just allow yourself honestly to feel whatever it is that you're feeling. Allow yourself to feel that. Journal those thoughts down. The business cannot start without this little girl. The business cannot start without her. This is why everything is so cloudy to you. This is why you're unsure what to do, where to go. It cannot start without her. So take all of these beautiful things that you've created on the outside and then begin to release these baggages from the inside and create this place of beauty back inside. Allow that to flow honestly through you. Let go of the hate. Let go of the anger. Let go of the pain. And go back and get the little girl. Take your fuck'em dress. Hang it back up. Save that for another time. And recognize that you're doing this business for yourself because you're a client. You know how that commercial used to come on TV and they used to say, I'm not just the president. I'm also a client. That's you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're a client and a president. So what a wonderful place to be.
It makes perfect sense.
So beautiful. And then definitely come back. Let us know how it's going as well. I wish you nothing but peace and love. I cannot wait to see what you come up with.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
All right.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, we're going to keep going, you guys. So let's see, let's see. We have about 12 minutes left to go. Calling in from area code 216, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue.
Greetings, who's on the line?
This is Twin Goddess.
Greetings, Twin Goddess. Why are you sounding like that? Why you like that?
I was waiting, and then I had my son in here listening to you, and he was like, "Does she always sound like that? Does she always do that?" And I said, "Yeah, sometimes." He said, "Wow, she be telling it like it is, don't she?"
Tell him I be talking to myself. I have to talk to myself like that. I have to talk to myself. I can be a little rough. I know y'all think sweet Miss Blue, but I have to I gotta hit myself hard sometimes.
I have to say that I started listening to your show maybe about 2 years ago. And I think it was with Bobby Hemmett. I heard Bobby Hemmett on YouTube.
Okay.
And it was on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, the remix. So I started listening to your show one day. And I was like, wow, this is a good show. So then I started listening to your show.
Okay.
And then when I started calling you, and then you gave me some insights to me.
Mm-hmm.
That were like right on the head. So yeah, I just followed you after that.
Well, beautiful, beautiful. All right. So, what's so for you tonight?
Spirit has really, really, really been talking. Has been dealing with me in my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to work one day, and there was an older gentleman down there. And sometimes people that are schizophrenics or that are crazy, I don't really ignore them or ignore what they say.
Right.
I might listen to what they say, but I don't let them know that I'm listening to what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy kept on saying, so, how are you? You know, you've been at the crossroads. You're at the crossroads. He kept talking about, you know, me being at the crossroads, but he's talking to another me. And it wasn't him that was talking. It was somebody else that was talking. Somebody else that recognized me.
Okay. Is this in the dream you're talking about?
No, this happened for
okay.
real.
Okay. All right.
And, so I had came home, I talked to a friend of mine, and he had said that the crossroads have to do with Orishas. And I started looking them up,
mm-hmm.
the Orishas. And I had a friend of mine tell me that I was a daughter of Oshun.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea what he was talking about, but I kept, you know, everything under my hat, you know, because, you know, like, if you don't know it now, it'll come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, it came to me, and when he said what he said, that opened up my mind, and I started looking up stuff and reading into stuff, so... Yeah, like Spirit's been, you know, talking. I've been looking at my cards every day before I go to work. And sometimes I pull two cards, sometimes I pull four cards. And I'll see the colors on the cards, and I'll see what the card is, and I'm like, oh, I hope I get that one. Oh, I hope I get that one. And sure enough, like the first or second card, it'll be that card that I looked at, you know, that caught my eye. And I'm like, wow. Mm-hmm. And I'm just shuffling, you know, not putting them in, you know, no order. I'm shuffling like I shuffle a deck of cards. But, yeah, so, I don't know. I guess I've been in an exciting time.
Right, right. Beautiful.
I don't know.
Well, why are you going to say all of that and then say you don't know? Come on, you know.
I don't know because it's so much. It's mind-boggling,
mm-hmm.
really.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind, not boggling, but it's blowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really blowing my mind to see and to hear the
mm-hmm.
things that I'm seeing and I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And knowing.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, that is. Pick a number between 1 and 100 for me.
5.
Okay, all right, beautiful. All right, beautiful. Yeah. So did you have a question for me tonight?
I guess where do I stand? Where am I now?
Where are you now as far as tell me what direction you want me to see?
It's so much. In life, I guess I'll say in life. There were so many other things that I wanted to say, but I'll say in my life right now.
Where do you stand in your life right now? Where do you stand in your life right now as far as, and the reason I'm pushing you a little bit more is because you know that you're not free falling here. So I need you to be a little bit more present for me when you say you want to know where do you stand. Because you have the deck. You have the cards. You have the cards, you have the deck, correct?
Yes, I do.
You have the cards and you have the deck. So you've been working with that
mm-hmm.
and working with that energy. Now, here's one of the things, and this is for anybody who gets the deck. It's really good that you have the deck and you can say, you know what, I want to look at this card and I can do that. You can do that with the deck, but know that it is so much more powerful than that.
It is.
It really is. It's so much powerful. Do you have your deck right there with you?
I sure do.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to shuffle your deck 5 times. Let's pick your number. Shuffle your deck 5 times. I'm going to show you how to work some Kim magic right here.
Okay.
Now, once you shuffle your deck 5 times, here's what I want you to do. I want you to ask the question, where do I stand? Where do I stand in my life right now?
Okay.
All right. Now I want you to flip a card. Tell me what card came up for you.
Where do I stand right now?
Sensitivity
number 2.
Number 2. Card number 2. Tell us what that is for people who don't have the Kim deck.
It's the Wisdom card.
It's the Wisdom card. So now, I'm going to tell you, I shuffled my deck 5 times and I asked the same question. And those of you who have the Kim deck, we can all do this together. Shuffle your cards 5 times. We're going to work with Twin Goddess number right now. 5 is the number of change, so that's good. And I asked, where do I stand? Guess what card came up for me?
What's that?
Card number 34, which is Miss Blue. Rightfully so. Okay. Esther said she pulled the SAR, card number 31. Yeah. She pulled the SAR, card number 31. So for you guys who have your deck, I want you to pull a card and I want you to tell me, shuffle it five times, ask the question. So your card that came up for you was number two. Now, when you look at card number two, what does that say for you? What is the first thing that you think of when you see card number two in the Kim deck? What does that card mean to you?
When I look at the picture, it looks like a brain, like the brain, the branches of the brain.
No. That's not what I want you to do. I don't want you to decode.